news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. The House has given a green light to a housing affordability measure after winning the backing of President Trump on several key provisions. Here's Bernie Bennett with the story.
The House amended 21st Century Road to Housing Act passed the chamber by a vote of 396 to 13 and will be sent back to the Senate. The passage of the White House-endorsed bill marks a win for the House, which has been pressed for weeks to accept the Senate-passed version of this legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson wrote in a statement, quote, "We are grateful that a strong bipartisan majority of the House voted to pass this bill today. We urge the Senate to swiftly do the same." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Trump administration charging former Cuban President Raul Castro in the 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by exiles. The indictment related to Castro's role in the shoot down of the two small planes. Castro was Cuba's defense minister at the time. President Trump delivering the commencement address Wednesday at the Coast Guard Academy.
And hello, cadets, and let me begin by saying a very big congratulations to the class of 2026, special class.
The commander-in-chief giving the graduation address from behind clear bulletproof glass. Cadets at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in their white uniforms paying very close attention to the president's message.
You are the living standard bearers of America's first fleet. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Laura Winters reporting.
Amazing. Tennessee officials will pay $800,000 to settle a suit filed by a man who was jailed 37 days over a Facebook post he made about the assassination of Charlie Cook, or Kirk rather. Authorities dropped the felony charges. House committee has discussed the future of the TSA. Trump administration lobbies to replace TSA officers with private contractors. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It happens quietly. No warning label, no recall notice, no breaking news alert. Dog food recalls happen more than you think. Salmonella, aflatoxins, vitamin D levels toxic enough to cause kidney failure, and most owners never find out until it's too late. Right now, today, you could be feeding your dog something already flagged, and you'd have no idea. You can't control what's already in the bag, but you can control what you add to it. That's where America's number one dog supplement, Rough Greens, comes in. Rough Greens is packed with live probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, and over 20 vitamins and minerals. All natural, made in the USA. You just sprinkle it on top of whatever you're already feeding them. Thousands of dogs are feeling younger, more energetic, and healthier than they have in years. Your dog could be one of them. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag today. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use the discount code MikeG. Rough is R-U-F-F. Roughgreens.com. Discount code MikeG. Rough Greens makes any dog food better.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heavy rain overnight left us with some standing water on the ramp from the southbound JFX exiting onto North Avenue and Mount Royal Avenue. So heads up for that. Also, there was a report about 20 minutes ago of a wreck, and now they're saying there may be some water on the BW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. Looking at the traffic, it's already backing up towards Route 197 and very slow southbound. Trying to get a confirmation on the water on the roadway, but there was a report of an accident on the southbound side with an early delay moving down to the Capitol Beltway. Randallstown heads up, a wreck about 20 minutes ago, Liberty Road at Brentbrook Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much different feel today with showers likely and temperatures in the cooler mid-60s. Scattered showers ongoing tonight as temperatures drop back into the even cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in White Marsh and 62 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Severe storms downed trees and power lines across parts of Maryland on Wednesday afternoon and evening. There are reports of uprooted trees in some communities as a result of the storms that brought heavy rain, hail, and and wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour. A large tree crashed onto a car at a home along Bowers Avenue in Baltimore. And in Frederick County, a dozen utility poles went down on Buckeystown Pike, stranding drivers until crews could de-energize the lines. Thousands of homes and businesses lost power due to the storm, and there was a ground stop for flights at BWI Airport until around 9 p.m. And a federal judge has denied a motion to delay the civil trial in the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. The owner and operator of the cargo ship that caused the deadly collapse requested that the trial be postponed from June 1st until after the criminal trial had taken place. On Wednesday, Judge James Bradar was rejecting a request from Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine Private Limited, saying that staying the current course would be the most efficient use of judicial resources. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 818. The pick four, 2390. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys from My Guys. Well, it was another two-out rally yesterday, dooming the Birds in St. Pete.
Off Garcia by a right-handed hit.
There's a line drive base hit in the right. Here comes Aranda. He will score the go-ahead run.
Dwayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Richie Palacios, run-scoring single off Anthony Nunez, proved to be the difference yesterday in St. Pete. As the Birds get swept by the Rays, 5-3 was the final, concluding a six-game road trip at 1-5. The four-run Rays rally in the eighth, all coming with two out, upping the Birds' total to 118 two-out runs allowed on the season. It's the most in the majors. After the game, manager Al Bernaz on the body blow the Orioles just took.
Oh, it's a big-time gut punch for sure. You know, it's 3-1 lead going into the eighth. You know, with our guys that we trust a lot, that have been throwing extremely well. And
the loss leaves Baltimore 21-29 through the season's first 50 games in last place, 13 games behind Tampa Bay. At this point last year, Baltimore was also in last place. They were 14 games behind. Meanwhile, the Ravens continue OTAs today in Owings Mills without Lamar. Head coach Jesse Minter commenting on the Ravens players that were there and how the team is coming together.
These guys have been unbelievable. One of our, you know, probably our first meeting, the main topic was just about relationships and communication. And the guys, like, guys that have, you know, had to be out for a day for whatever, had to be out for a day or two for something going on. Communication's been unbelievable.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Big Ben McDonald apparently has had enough. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, May the 21st, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up on the program this hour, the Justice Department indicts Cuba's Raul Castro for the murder of U.S. nationals for something that was almost 30 years ago. We'll take a look at the illegal alien striking again, a semi-truck driver in California. In Virginia, the governor there is about ready to sign an executive order banning ICE at polling places. What does that tell you? And our top story here today, we're going to continue and start this series of Marylanders Left Behind. This was a promise made by our governor when he ran in the opening salvo of his first election run. Remember, he repeatedly made this promise.
Leave no one behind.
Leave no one behind in our work. Let's keep up the work, keep up the faith, and let's make sure we leave no one behind inside of this process. Thank you so much, everybody.
And yet Marylanders are being left behind. Case in point, remember we were talking about this record $71 billion budget, and one of the cuts they made, $150 million in cuts to a developmentally disabled program in which the caregivers, caretakers, are going to be paid less per hour than they were. Usually making about $30 per hour, they cut it to about $24 an hour, but not everybody got cut. And what appears to be a discriminatory decision, if you're a family member taking care of a fellow family member as a caregiver, you got cut. But the regular caregivers did not. What's up with that? Case in point, Brielle Thomas is taking care of her disabled brother, Brett Barwick, who needs care 24/7. And she talked about how pretty soon she's going to have to give up caring for her brother to go find work elsewhere because of these cuts.
It's already hard enough not getting the benefits, the insurance, and everything else that is necessary to survive. But now having the pay decrease as well when price of everything is going up, it's just, I don't see how I could manage that, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it, somebody's got to make a living, and you got to pay your own bills, and while you're taking care of your developmentally disabled sibling, just a horrific story. And Margot Thomas, Brett's and Brielle's mom, talked about this this quality of care.
I'm guessing maybe there are some people who would work for a lower rate, but are you getting the same quality of care?
You absolutely would not. You absolutely would not. Yeah, that they be younger, you know, no skills. You mean you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, you need to know what you're doing, and that's what happens. You're going to get younger people that, again, are coming into the workforce. They may not have the experience. They may not have the patience. I mean, I can tell you right now, taking care of a severely developmentally disabled person is God's work. It really is. And the fact is that this governor and these Democrats in this state cut this budget when they could have cut a lot of other things. This is truly leaving Marylanders behind. We got more on this issue coming up in just a second. 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We have a good trip early on the Beltway, Parkville side, inner loop at Green Spring, even the west side. Not bad right now. Liberty Road moving south, eventually down through the ramps at Frederick Road. JFX is good from Ruxton Road south right now at both the tunnels. Under 5 minutes, we'll take that. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There was a wreck overnight northbound at the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That cleared right before 6 o'clock, so the lanes northbound are open. We've had a quick check through Annapolis. No problems at the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. Again, with the rain overnight, some standing water in a couple of areas. Right lane is affected high water. BW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. Delays there beginning around the ramps at 197. And then if you're exiting from the JFX south, onto North Avenue, Mount Royal. There was water there at the end of the ramp. So caution advised as you're exiting, but the main line of the expressway is clear. Randallstown, they're still working on the wreck. Liberty Road at Brenbrook Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Whoa, storms rolled through here yesterday and last evening, leaving people without power, down trees, etc. So they're working as hard as they can to get all that power restored. Showers are likely throughout the day today. High only in the mid-60s. Rain possible overnight. Low 50s. Tomorrow, more rain showers, high in the low to mid-60s. I tell you, the weekend looks like it's a wipeout. Maybe Sunday afternoon might be a brief break in the precipitation. Right now, we've got 64 light rain in Columbia, 67 and cloudy in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. A new study out says that 30-second bursts of exercise are enough to ward off panic attacks. How about that? Unless the very thought of exercise gives you a panic attack, right?
Oh, a panic attack's kind of a workout in itself.
That's what they call Chuck.
So just 30, panic.
30-second burst man.
Oh, my. Well, for heaven's sake.
Burst Johnson.
Nice. That could hurt.
That could hurt. You're right.
A program
in New York State provides robotic pets to senior citizens to prevent loneliness. But Maggie, you were way ahead of your time. You had a robotic pet, didn't you?
My 150-pound Doberman Pinscher. God love him.
Right.
He was real, and he was spectacular.
What's the next one? Electronimo?
No. My current Doberman is Dino.
Okay.
Where'd you get the batteries from?
He energized. No.
Were they double Ds?
Oh, we won't go there.
Your other friend.
Who's my other friend? Yeah. I don't have friends.
Greg Hyman, inventor of Tickle Me Elmo, has passed away at the age of 78.
Oh, no. No.
It's a good thing they didn't name after him. Wow.
Remember, Hyman Pressman.
How could we forget the poet laureate of Baltimore? 17-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest winner Joey Chestnut will compete in this year's event despite being on probation for slapping a man in an Indiana bar last year.
Oh.
That's what happens when you drink 76 beers in 10 minutes.
That's true.
Okay.
And how many hot
dogs? You ever do that test? A shot of beer an hour for like, was it 4 hours? 5? I can't remember what it is. It's like...
I've never heard of
it's
beer
like a
test.
It's a shot of beer every minute for like 15 minutes or something like that.
I mean, I'm a beer drinker, so I don't think it would do much
for me. It pretty much destroys you. I've never done it, but I've heard people that have.
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. Every minute for 15 minutes. A group of senators has formally asked Secretary of State Marco Rubio to stop plans to put President Trump's face inside a special edition U.S. passport. They're saying that the only face that should be on your passport is yours because you look like a hostage on it. That's a...
Nice.
If they did that, we would renew my passport immediately if they put Trump's face in the passport. A Texas man totaled his Cybertruck when he tested out the vehicle's Wade mode. He drove it into a lake, and it sunk like a rock.
It was a chitty, chitty, bang, bang, right?
Please, I hope no one tells him that to test his toaster out in bathtub mode.
That's going to...
Pretty bad stuff, right?
Pretty bad.
Barney Frank has passed away at the age of 86, former congressman from Massachusetts. Yep. And Robert Woodson of the Woodson Foundation, one of the great big black pioneers and civil rights activists, has also passed away in his 80s as well. Today is Happy End of the World Day.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
The apocalypse was supposed to happen back in 2011.
just that much.
Yeah, just off a little bit. It's like the all the climate change alarmism and hoaxes that are going on right now. Now they're all starting to come out. Never mind. It was all just a...
They were trying to achieve something
nasty
to mess
hoax
with conservatives, I'm sure.
Hey, there's a... We discovered this tape, never heard before, of a Michael Jackson song. Let's listen.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
What's up, mama?
Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was right to let you go. But now since I see you in his eyes, yes, I do now.
You do, right?
Ooh, baby.
All right, that That is not Michael Jackson. That is a child that went to see the Michael Jackson movie, and he's on his way home from the movie. He's singing in the back seat of his car, and his brothers decided to record him.
Holy smoke.
Sounded pretty good, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I was falling for it.
Sounded pretty close.
The lost tapes.
The lost tapes, indeed. Where do you think Marylanders say romance is most likely to strike when no one is really looking for it?
Benji's. Oh, I...
she blurted that out real fast, didn't she? Was there a romantic encounter at Benji's in your past?
No, I was being funny. I was making a joke.
Why are you smiling?
Because you're smiling. Oh my God, don't do this. It's not fair.
You brought it up, so to speak.
That's right.
No.
Don't. The top five spots are BWI Southwest Boarding Area.
Wow.
Romance, most unlikely place for romance to blossom. The Old Bay Isle, a giant.
The Old Bay.
Here, rub some of this on you.
You found some things in the Isle of Giant before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, don't want to go there.
Most terrifying.
That's when they changed the name to Ruby Baker.
I drove one of those.
Baltimore Penn Station. National Aquarium gift shop. But the number one place voted most unexpectedly romantic spot, Ocean City Boardwalk Fries Line.
I just don't...
Yeah, I don't see it. Well, maybe because, you know, everybody's sandy and hungry and sunburned and they might have... Yeah, exactly. That kind of explains it right there. All right, thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Maggie. See you in a couple. 6:21. You're listening to Casey and Company up next. Again, Marylanders left behind, and a very sad story here on how the developmentally disabled were just put out to pasture by the Moore administration.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes once again. Lugnuts Johnson.
Yep, we had some storm damage overnight. Different areas, as Sean mentioned before. Some areas actually have power outages right now, so you know what that means. If the red lights are out, you have to treat them as a four-way stop, and caution advised for that. A couple of areas with high water. The southbound JFX ramp to North Avenue, Mount Royal, and they're still having problems. We've been slow with water near the roadway on the BW Parkway southbound at Powderville Road. Last check, we had a delay that began there in the area of the ramp at Route 197 going south. Fort McHenry tunnel traffic still clear on 95. A little more traffic coming south now on 895 when we're getting some brake lights at the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, showers likely throughout the day, mid-60s for the high today. Right now, cloudy 63 in Ocean City, some light rain, maybe 65 in downtown Baltimore. It's getaway weekend, Memorial Day weekend, starting tomorrow. And joining us from State Highway Administration is Charlie Gishler with some tips for us. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. It's going to be a wet weekend, so... again, I think hopefully it won't put a damper on too many plans, but what are we looking at as far as travel this weekend?
Yeah, a rainy day at the beach is better than a sunny day here, right? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some travel times that are the worst to travel starting today between 8 o'clock this morning and a few more hours until 6 p.m. Tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., especially on 895, the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. And on Tuesday, when everybody's returning, the worst times are going to be 2 to 6 p.m. On most of 695. So just keep that in mind. Leave early, stay late, as they always say. And what we're doing to get out of people's way is suspending non-emergency road work. So from 3 o'clock today until 9 a.m. Tuesday the 26th, we're suspending non-emergency lane closures. And we're extending that one more day to 9 a.m. Wednesday the 27th on big major roads like U.S. 50, I-97, 295, and 301. So keep that in mind. Also keep in mind, on the Broadneck Peninsula along eastbound U.S. 50, we are closing that oceanic ramp coming in from the service road from Thursday nights until Sunday mornings. And then coming back on the westbound 50 on the Queen Anne's County side, we are also closing some of the ramps between Maryland 8 and Duke Street. So just keep that in mind. Stay on U.S. 50.
Very good. Thanks for the tips, Charlie. Appreciate it. You have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 626. 26 minutes after the hour, we're talking about disabled Marylanders being left behind. And, of course, the state plans to cut the pay for personal supports by more than $8, from $32 down to about $24. As we just heard from Brielle Thomas and Margot Thomas, they're going to take a pay cut for community development assistance that you provide a disabled family member. That drops from $32.50 an hour to about $29 per hour. And that pay does not include health care or 401k benefits. These cuts incorporate this new policy that pays family members who provide personal supports through the DDA, the Developmental Disabilities Administration, approximately $6 less than non-family members who provide the same care at $30 per hour. And Brielle Thomas wonders why the discrimination.
Was that surprising to you that you could make more working for someone who's not your family?
Yes, very much so. I don't understand why they're discriminating against family members. I feel like we're, you know, if not the equal, we're the best option for him.
That's Brooke Conrad of the Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland asking the question of Brielle Thomas. And I said $150 million. Actually, they did scale that back to the cut was $126 million from the DDA budget earlier this year. But for those family members, and who better to care for a family member than another family member that is willing to do it? I mean, let's face it, this is tough, hard work caring for the developmentally disabled. And Brielle's mother and her brother's mother, Margot Thomas, was asked, well, what happens next? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go for help?
I don't know. You know, I thought about, could I somehow supplement our pay? But I don't know what I'm going to do, honestly. I'm going to have to try and find someone, and it's going to be devastating. It's going to be devastating for him. You know, like, why should he lose his sister, and she's going to go work with somebody else?
Par for the course, the governor's office is blaming the federal government and President Trump for their cost neutrality rules, meaning that people like Brett Barwick, who's 35, who engaged in Community Pathways waiver, can't cost the state more than people in institutional settings on average. However, it does not explain why the state of Maryland is discriminating against family. It should be, if that's the rule, if they're following federal guidelines, then it should be for every caregiver, every person offering this kind of care and not discriminating against family. And Brielle Thomas says, look, you get a few bad apples and they ruin it for the rest of the caregivers.
The few bad apples that we had that worked with him that really scared me, you know, like I feel like
there's a lot of people that do it for good, they have good intentions, and then there's many that don't. And he, nobody can be better than family.
Yeah, and I think that pretty much sums it up. Nobody can be better than family. If anything, you should incentivize family members to take care of other family members and make it easier for them, not tougher, but not here, not in the state of Maryland, where Marylanders are being left behind each and every day by this governor, while he's more concerned about his presidential ambitions than he is the people that he's asking to vote for him again. Stay tuned, 6:30, illegal aliens strike again. We've got the latest for you coming up next right after the news with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. A former U.S. Postal Service employee faces up to 27 years in prison in a check fraud scheme. Derek Stewart has pleaded guilty to federal mail theft by a postal employee, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft while working as a clerk at a mail processing and distribution center in Baltimore. From September of 2022 until December of 2023, Stewart used his position to embezzle mail and endorse stolen checks using the victims' names and signatures. Stewart was caught depositing the checks on surveillance video, and during a search, law enforcement recovered almost 200 pieces of mail containing more than $700,000. And Howard County Police have arrested five men after an undercover child solicitation operation. Police say the suspects communicated online with undercover officers posing as minors, exchanging explicit images, and soliciting them for sex. The men were each arrested when they showed up at a prearranged location to meet the child. If convicted, the men could face a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and or a fine of up to $25,000. And a massive tree toppled during heavy rain Wednesday evening, shutting down a block on Bauer Avenue near Chrysler Avenue and leaving a family narrowly escaping injury. The fallen tree stretched from one side of the street to the other, forcing drivers to turn around as police blocked off the area. And Fox 45 reports that one person was flown to the hospital after a crash involving a motorcycle in Bel Air on Wednesday afternoon. Shortly before 3 p.m. on May 20th, crews with the Abingdon Fire Company were called to the 1600 block of South Fountain Green Road for a motor vehicle crash involving a motorcycle, authorities said. Personnel worked alongside the Harford County Department of Emergency Services. And the Maryland State Police Aviation Command landed at Cedar Lane Regional Park, where crews established and operated the landing zone, officials said. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at vinnysteele.com. That's vinnysteele.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have delays on the BW Parkway with high water from the rain overnight, and there may have been an accident in the same area on the parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. Looking at the backup here, and it's solid all the way back through the ramps at Route 197. Might just be a single lane going south, and traffic crossing Powder Mill Road is crawling as you're moving through that area. We had some water also on the exit ramp from the southbound JFX if you're exiting to North Avenue and Mount Royal Avenue. At the end of that ramp, some standing water there. Just the normal buildups now beginning on the Beltway. Some delays with heavier traffic now moving into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much different feel today with showers likely and temperatures in the cooler mid-60s. Scattered showers ongoing tonight as temperatures drop back into the even cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The Orioles season, unfortunately, just went from bad to worse yesterday in St. Pete.
Runner takes off first, and a liner beats it. Right center field. One runner scores. Here comes Dunn. He is going to score. It's a double for Aranda. And the Rays come up with two here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Dwayne Stats had the call on Rays TV. Jonathan Aranda putting together a year for Tampa Bay. Tied the game in the eighth at three and set in motion a four-run rally for the Rays as they come back and beat the Birds 5-3 to sweep the set in St. Pete. The loss overshadows home runs by Pete Alonso and Sam Bisaio and comes at the hands of Anthony Nunez, who allowed all four runs in the eighth in relief of Shane Baz.
Aranda, tip my cap to him. I located a great pitch, 2-2. There and he drove into the gap.
Baz, a terrific pitching performance on his part, allowing just two hits and one run over six innings.
No, I felt like I settled in well and started making pitches and got some stuff working for me. So it was good.
Birds slink home tonight, and they will be off today. They start a 9-game homestand tomorrow against Detroit. Meanwhile, in New York last night, the Yankees trying to come back on the Jays with a 9th-inning rally in the Bronx.
There goes Chisholm. And it's swung on and missed, and the Blue Jays will win the ballgame.
Dan Schulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. Louis Varlin striking out Jazz Chisholm with a tying runner in scoring position. The Blue Jays prevailed last night. 2-1 was the final. NBA Western Conference final last night. The reigning champs kept their composure.
Gilgeous Alexander on the attack. Holds back.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. SGA took command last night. 30 points, 9 assists. OKC evens the series 1-1 with the Spurs. 122-113 was the final. And Stanley Cup playoffs last night, an upset. The Golden Knights over the Avs in Colorado 4-2. The Golden Knights now lead that series 1-0. The time now is 6:36. When we return, Big Ben McDonald has seen enough.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social and Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Well, I don't know if you heard the post game after the Oriole game yesterday.
No,
on Masson.
Mm.
Big Ben McDonald, I think, pretty much echoed.
He's seen enough.
He's seen enough. Yeah. He's echoed just about everything that Oriole fans are saying.
Have we played a quarter of the season yet?
Yeah, we played a quarter of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost up to a third.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after the weekend, we'll be at 53 games, so 54 would be a third.
Right.
Quote, "We can talk about analytics and what could happen and what should happen if you hit the ball hard, but I don't care if you hit the ball hard. Like, I don't care if you hit it hard, because if you hit it to somebody, you're out. I don't care how hard you throw the ball. I don't care your spin rate. I don't care the breaking ball. You bounce it. But what I care about," Ben McDonald said, "is do you make plays?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make pitches? Do you get hits when it matters?" And that's what the Orioles are struggling to do right now. And so the bottom line here is, and this is true, the Orioles have relied on analytics now for so long,
right,
of the Michael Elias thing, the spin rate and the velo and the exit velocity. And like, I don't even know what these things mean. But the one thing that I do know is that they don't win. And so that's what he said.
Well, for some people they did. Moneyball, remember that, with Billy Beane? And for some organizations, they use analytics, and they're winning. What's the difference here? I don't know. It doesn't seem to be the manager, because we switched out managers, and we're pretty much in the same spot we were last year.
I think it's everything. I mean, it's easy to play the blame game and say Michael Elias needs to go.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, like, he's not hitting .204 like Gunnar Henderson is.
Right.
You know, his ERA isn't .942 or whatever like Chris Bassett's was or Trevor Rogers, right? So it's not only, it's everything. But in a situation like this, who bears the responsibility? Okay, they're not going to cut Trevor Rogers.
Ultimately, it's the players who bear the responsibility, but you're right. They're not going to cut Trevor. They need arms at this point. I look at it this way. I think we need to get back to the Oriole way.
Well, and that's what
we've
saying.
Lost that. The fundamentals of the game we've completely lost in this organization, and it shows on a regular basis.
The analytics of the game have taken over for the fundamentals of the game.
That's a good
and
point.
That's where the Orioles are right now.
All right, excellent point. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The ongoing problem of the illegal aliens, we're still dealing with Biden hath wrought. The Biden regime, the Reconquistas, the Alejandro Mayorkas's of the world, the open border radical left-wing Democrat progressives just like Westmore and the Maryland General Insane Asylum that opened up our, that welcomed all these illegals here into the state of Maryland in Fairfax, Virginia. I want to play this clip for you. DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has confirmed that illegal aliens are responsible for approximately 50% of all murders in the affluent and deep blue northern Virginia suburb of Fairfax County.
Deep Urban is where we have local law enforcement that partner with federal to get these criminals off the streets like this. And you just use Fairfax, Virginia, for example. Roughly 50% of the murders in Fairfax, Virginia the perps are illegal, shouldn't even be in the country. You know, that's just in Fairfax. You think about what's happening in Virginia. When you make Virginia a sanctuary city, you encourage more illegal activities. This individual right here that we just arrested, this is his third time to be deported. He self-deported once. He was deported again. He snuck back across. He's living back here in this country again with a history of criminal activity. This shouldn't be happening in our streets and our neighborhood.
And yet what we have here, and this is the same thing in Maryland, because when you are a sanctuary state, when you have sanctuary policies like they have in Fairfax County, like they have in Virginia, you put the public at large at greater risk. And that's exactly what has been happening in many of these counties where there are Democrat county executives in Anne Arundel, in Howard, in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, Montgomery, Prince George's County, etc. It's amazing to me. We have another case of a semi-truck driver arrested for killing two people in a hit-and-run near Sacramento just this past Tuesday near Lodi, California. This has happened again. It's happening all over. And I know the Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is desperately trying to get these illegal alien drivers off the road. I think what they ought to do is they ought to come down like a ton of bricks on the companies that are hiring the illegal aliens. If you must prove e-verify or something. The president needs to sign an executive order that you have to prove that you are a law-abiding citizen or a resident alien with a proper documents before you can drive a truck. Next up is Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger signing an executive order. She wants to keep ICE away from polling places this coming fall.
You heard it first here. Tomorrow I'll be issuing an executive order. So, surprise. Sorry to my comms team on this one.
Let it out, Governor. Let it out.
In ensuring that we are putting out from the state level some guidance across public spaces, including polling places, of how Virginia state employees or people who are working in support of Virginia's state-run elections can react to, in this particular case, you know, federal agents who might be appearing at a location and where the worry is that they're principally there to intimidate or scare people.
Why would such a thing be necessary? Because after all, Democrats assure us that illegal aliens are not voting because they're forbidden from doing so by law. So why would they be worried about ICE showing up at polling places? It just doesn't make any sense unless you know they're going to be there. Unless you know they're going to be voting in our federal elections, and you want to make sure that ICE isn't there to prevent them from doing so. And I'll give you some cockamamie excuse. Oh, it's going to intimidate others. Nobody that's a law-abiding citizen and voter in any state, including Virginia, is intimidated by ICE if you know that you are a citizen in your law-abiding. And I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, we knew it wouldn't take long for the backups to show up. 895 now, not quite to Pulaski Highway, but close enough. It's near the Erdman Avenue ramp. And now 95 is starting to fill in going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's busy, all four lanes, very heavy southbound on 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But at least right now at 95 and Russell Street, 395, all those ramps are open, pretty smooth right now, leaving the city and out to the Beltway on the southwest side. 695, yeah, filling in at Hartford Road, the west side coming south now from 795 down through Frederick Road. And keep in mind, BW Parkway had some standing water from all the heavy rain overnight. Was still affecting at least the right lane on the parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. And delays are still back through the ramps at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers likely throughout the day, mid-60s for the high today. 67 right now, cloudy in Stevensville, 65 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name, Abitable Johnson.
Watch for dinner. Pork chops. Pork chops. What else? Applesauce? Pork chops and applesauce. Isn't that swell?
You know, oh, it goes, man, with pretzels. Great beer.
Beer.
Sure.
Right. And remember Schlitz beer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The beer that made Milwaukee famous?
With the bowl that broke through the glass.
That's Schlitz Malt Liquor Bowl, yeah. Again, there are a lot of... I remember Terry Garr was in one of the first commercials.
Really?
For Schlitz, yeah. Many, many moons ago. But it's coming to an end. After 177 years, Pabst Brewing Company has announced its ceasing production of Schlitz beer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's gone.
Schlitz Premium was very good.
Yeah. I drank Schlitz very early on. Of course, there are other bottles of Pabst. Blatt's was one. Old Milwaukee was another one.
Right. Old Milwaukee.
Yeah, exactly. But
National Premium used to be a good beer.
Yeah.
The regular beer would take the paint off your car, but yes, the Premium was wonderful.
Then there was Iron City. We're not going to go there.
Iron City.
Duncan's has announced they have a 32-ounce large beverage, but some people need more, like Chuck. So Duncan, to meet the demand and needs of Chuck Whitaker, is announcing the Beverage Bucket. These collectible buckets can be filled with coffee, Dunkin' Refreshers, you name it. 48 ounces in a beverage bucket. And now Dunkin' kicking off Memorial Day with the buckets. Each store will have 25 buckets. They sell for $12.99, not including what you put in them.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little spigot and everything. Yeah.
I didn't say if you get a free refill, but it's a limited run. But maybe you can convince your...
I'll bring my own bucket.
Yeah. That's not sanitary.
I don't think she'll like it, but I'll bring her anyway.
Oh!
It's a bucket and a feed bag. There you go.
Wait till I tell her that.
I know. I'm not referring to Debbie as that. Come on. You know, I would never do that.
We're speaking of beverages.
You know? You said you...
Talk about me.
Right. Well, never mind. French's is launching the limited edition green mustard.
Well, I guess if you like guac, I could handle green mustard.
I think it'd be more interesting if they made the mustard red and the ketchup yellow. That would have an interesting effect, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Visual is very quite influential on the taste bud.
The visual would be the same if you put it on your burger or whatever.
But it would still be odd.
Yeah, it would be odd. Heart Attack Grill, the over-the-top Vegas restaurant known for its calorie-loaded bypass burgers, is closing its doors.
Hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, at least too expensive to operate in downtown Vegas these days. High rent district.
Everything is.
Never been, so.
I've been to Vegas, never been to the Heart Attack Grill. Papa John's is launching their toasted sandwich lineup, now available at Papa John's near you. All sorts of, there's a pizza, there's steak and mushrooms, and there is a chicken sandwich as well, all oven toasted, mm-hmm. along with your pizzas at Papa John's. KFC is welcoming the new boneless bucket. Speaking of buckets again.
A lot of buckets.
Yeah, it's bucket time. We have two new sauces, honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch. Do you remember this? The original glazed lemon filled donut?
Lemon filled, I don't remember.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Krispy Kreme is bringing it back. The original glazed lemon filled donut for participating, limited time participating locations. And again, we're being told just through Memorial Day weekend. And finally, we had the. One buck wing the other day offer from another chain. Popeyes is now offering 12 wings or tenders for $12 now through Memorial Day. So, oh,
not bad.
Yeah, good deal. Good.
Have a quick update.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
BW Parkway here at Powder Mill Road looks better. So maybe they pumped the water out of the roadway. Maybe they cleared the wreck. We never did actually see what was going on, but the report was high water and a wreck in the same spot. But much better now, just in the last 5 minutes on 295 South.
Yeah, we used to know when it was an impending flood when Chuck came to work in his high waters.
It's like when I go out
his
in the
long
Gulf.
Pants are up to his knees.
I go out in the Gulf off of Hernando Beach. They call Galveston and say, look, he's in.
That's right.
Tide goes up 3 feet in Galveston.
That's right. You don't even have to roll up your pants for that one.
Excuse me? You roll up your pants, you son of a bitch. Are you talking to?
Oh, no.
All right, Chuck.
I'm scared.
Singing a couple.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Marty says, where's Michelle Guyton on the cuts to disabilities? She's supposed to be an advocate for those with disabilities, but crickets from Queen Michelle. Yeah, where are? Because it's a Democrat. It's a Democrat problem. Democrats don't want to admit they're leaving Marylanders behind. They don't want Marylanders to know that come voting time. Look, if you want to change in this state, you want to stop this insanity, stop the nonsense and save our state, head over to WCBM.com right now and sign our petition to save our state. And if you're not registered to vote, make sure you are registered to vote and then get out and vote. And the primary is coming up. Early voting starts June 11th through June 18th. And that's vote in person at your early voting center. And at the same time, remember, Election Day is June the 23rd. Get out and vote in person. Now, I will tell you what they did this year. They changed a lot of voting precincts. My polling place changed very quietly. You know, for nearly 40 years, I voted at my nearby elementary school, and this year I've got to go to the high school, which is, my elementary school was in the neighborhood. It was literally maybe half a mile away. Now I got to go a couple miles up to the high school. No biggie, I mean, but still, check your polling place. Make sure you know where your polling place is. Early voting centers are different than your polling place for general election. Keep that in mind as well. 651, coming up next, the Justice Department indicts Raul Castro, brother of Fidel, for the murder of U.S. nationals.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update here with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the lanes are open southbound. We are getting some delays now as you're coming south from Moravia Road and the Eastern Avenue ramp. And that's starting to be now the normal backup as you're coming south. So right at Moravia Road, brake lights there. going through the tunnel from that point through the tunnel. And on the south end, 20 to 25 minutes, 895 is right around Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. And from there through the tunnel towards Child Street, right now I would say 15 to 20 minutes as well. Typical ride on the Beltway. We're improving from some earlier problems on the BW Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. Brake light's still there at 197, but that will start to loosen up. We made a quick check through Annapolis. 50, you're fine at the Bay Bridge. Over towards I-97, the morning backup has arrived on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather, 34 cast showers likely throughout the day, mid-60s today. Right now, cloudy, 61 in Bel Air. It is 65 in Dundalk. Getting some reaction here this morning. Several of the stories that we have mentioned already on the illegal alien truck drivers. Mark says Matt Walsh just did a story on the truck drivers. They're supposedly able to go after the brokers that hire the illegal drivers. Again, what they need to do is go after the trucking companies, and some people are independent owner-operators, and that's a different story, but you go after the trucking companies, and some of them, by the way, are very shaky. I think I remember seeing a story about I think it was a Romanian outfit that was bought up a bunch of trucks here, and they were hiring illegal alien truck drivers left and right, so that would be a good start. Chris says, so let's use some liberal logic on them. They're saying that illegal aliens aren't voting because it's already illegal for them to do so, right? So there should be no need to have ICE agents at polling places. Well, let's talk about something they're passionate about, gun control. Why do we need to pass laws banning certain guns if murdering someone with a gun is already illegal? Well, that's, liberal illogic, obviously, in that particular case. Former Cuban President Raul Castro has been indicted in connection to his alleged role in the 1996 downing of two planes operated by a Miami-based exile group, Brothers to the Rescue. The indictment returned by a Florida grand jury was unsealed yesterday. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche, along with FBI agent Chris Rea, the local U.S. attorney Jason Quinones-Redding, and Senator Ashley Moody, who was Florida's attorney general, was there at the press conference. It charges Castro with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals, destruction of aircraft, four separate counts of murder. Four Americans, Carlos Costa, Armando Alejandre Jr., Mario de la Peña, and Pablo Morales, were flying in a civilian aircraft when Cuban military aircraft shot their planes down in international waters, killing them, the indictment alleges. And they knew well what they were doing. These were unarmed civilians. They were flying humanitarian missions for the rescue and trying to protect people fleeing from oppression across the Florida Straits. And remember, this happened in 1996. So for 30 years, other presidents have ignored this, have not pursued this. President Trump began pursuing it in his first term, but then got interrupted with the stolen election of 2020. This time, they're bound and determined to finish the job. And President Trump said this was a big moment for the Cuban people and Cuban exiles.
I think it was a very big moment for people that, not only Cuban Americans, but people that came from Cuba, that want to go back to Cuba, people that want to see their family in Cuba.
Now, I started thinking about this. Well, what are the chances that we're going to go in and capture Raul Castro, who's like, what, 95 now, I think, if I'm not mistaken? Probably not good. It's not like Maduro. But is he going to voluntarily surrender? I doubt it. So what is this all about? This is all about driving him and the rest of the Castro regime into exile, leaving Cuba. And the reason why, because the president says Cuba is a failing nation.
It's a failing nation. You see that it's falling apart. They have no oil. They have no money. It's a failing nation. So I just can't tell you that. But we're there to help. We're there to help the families, the people.
Yeah, and the current president of Cuba has been apparently ordering drones from Russia, from Iran, and elsewhere because they're getting ready for a U.S. invasion, or so they say, or they may actually take aggressive action against the U.S. forces in the Florida Straits, which I doubt because they'll get wiped off the map quicker than you can bat an eyelash. The president says he doesn't think there's going to be any escalation on Cuba's part.
There won't be escalation. I don't think there needs to be. Look, the place is falling apart. It's a mess. And
they've sort of lost control.
So this is all part of the Trump doctrine, making sure that we guarantee our security in the Western Hemisphere. It started with Venezuela. They took down a dictator. We now have Venezuela's oil reserves, and the Venezuelan people now are getting a taste of liberty. Venezuela is cooperating with the United States. I think the same is happening right now in Greenland, very quietly, but it is happening. And now we're looking at what's going to happen in Cuba. Cuba will be the next to fall, and it will fall. Because they're now out of oil. The only things that are being allowed in are food and medicine to Cuba to make sure the Cuban people. But the question is, are the Cuban people actually getting that food and medicine? It's just a matter of time now because the pressure being ratcheted up by the Trump administration with this indictment, and rightfully so when you have four U.S. nationals murdered in cold blood over international waters. Get your thoughts on that as well. Coming up next, top of the hour, a new audit from the city. They can't explain their losses and how many bills just go uncollected. The city is in absolute disarray. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying we have Cuba on our mind, President Trump calls the indictment of former Cuban President Raul Castro a very big moment for Cuban Americans.
The Cuban population of Miami and certainly beyond Miami, people that came there that were decimated, whose families were ruined, appreciate what the Attorney General just did today and is just doing now, is just watching it. So we have Cuba on our mind. Very important.
But asked whether there would be escalation with Cuba, the president said that's not necessary. Quoting Mr. Trump, the place is falling apart. It's a mess. And they've sort of lost control. Castro and five others indicted in the U.S. in connection with the Cuban military's fatal downing of two planes 30 years ago. Castro's facing murder and other charges. Senate Republicans are considering dropping a proposal for $1 billion in security funds. It relates to President Trump's ballroom project at the White House.
The president was asked if he's worried about the ballroom funding.
I'm building the ballroom.
In the Senate, Louisiana Republican John Kennedy says they're back to square one. North Carolina's Tom Tillis says adding the security funding was a bad idea. He does not think there is enough backing to pass it, even if the price is reduced. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch says this comes as many voters are struggling to make ends meet.
The folks that you represent and I represent really wonder, why are we spending $1 billion on a ballroom?
President Trump had originally said private money would cover the ballroom project. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Three people are dead. More than a dozen first responders had to be quarantined for exposure to a mystery substance. It happened after they were called to a suspected drug overdose at a rural New Mexico home. And Dow Futures down 162. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're considering investing in precious metals, don't wait. The Iranian conflict seems to be nearing an end, and the time is now to position your retirement for massive growth. Advantage Gold is America's number one precious metals company, and they want to send you a free gold and silver investor guide valued at $49 when you call 800-900-8000. Plus, you'll get a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free, and show you how a gold-backed IRA can put real, tangible assets into your retirement portfolio. Markets react to news cycles, but gold has maintained its value through inflation, volatility, and economic uncertainty. When the purchasing power of the dollar declines, that's when investors turn to gold and silver. Make your move now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The contractor is working. They work during the rush hour. They're there every day right around this time. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, 76-mile marker. Not quite a mile back up, but they're working on it. And they block at least the left-hand lane on the northbound side. We're 25-minute delays and the heavy traffic now south at both the Harbor Tunnels back to Moravia Road on 895 and 95 south. Also now slowing at Moravia Road. Both the tunnels are open, no incidents, but that's the normal heavy traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much different feel today with showers likely and temperatures in the cooler mid-60s. Scattered showers ongoing tonight as temperatures drop back into the even cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Abingdon and 64 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that more than 1,300 Maryland residents and businesses are without power Wednesday evening due to severe thunderstorms and gusty winds. As of 10:02 p.m. last night, customers were affected in Baltimore City, according to the BGE outage map. Just over 200 people are without power in Baltimore County. In Howard County, 131 customers have their power knocked out. In Harford County, 46 customers are impacted. And Baltimore City primary voters next month will head to the polls to decide who will help lead Baltimore City Public Schools, where they will help to oversee it. Nearly $2 billion budget and the education of 76,000 students. Seven candidates are running for Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners. Five of them spoke with Project Baltimore to discuss their plans for improving academics in Maryland's lowest performing school system. On Monday, Fox 45 News published a report featuring two of the candidates, which can be found on foxbaltimore.com. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 818, the pick four, 2390. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the power was on yesterday for the Birds, just not enough of it in St. Pete.
For Tampa Bay, Alonso, high and deep to right field. That sounded good, and it looks even better. Opposite field for Pete Alonso.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, the Polar Bears' ninth of the campaign, followed two batters later by a Sam Bisaio laser, giving the Birds a 3-1 lead. But the bullpen couldn't hold it. Anthony Nunez allowing four runs in the eighth, and the Rays deal the Birds a demoralizing loss. 5-3 was the final. O's get swept, fall to a season-worst 8 games under at 21-29, and they are 3-10 against the American League East. After the game, manager Albanez on what's missing from the Birds.
Yeah, it's just playing a complete baseball game. You know, we've shown that we can play with anyone. We just have to allow ourselves to play with anyone.
You know? The O's are off today, begin a season-high 9-game homestand tomorrow night against Detroit. The Ravens are back on the practice field today in Owings Mills. This week's OTAs conclude today. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers answering this question yesterday from the media after their OTAs.
Do you believe this could be your last year? Do you even think of that right now?
Yes.
That's
in
your last year?
This is it. Yeah.
Meaning the game against the Ravens the last week of the season in Baltimore will be his final regular season game. Coming up in 30 minutes, a fair conversation about O's president of baseball operations, Mike Elias. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
The From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com, text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hegrick. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Maryland ballot failure under scrutiny once again. The city audit that can't explain uncollected bills and losses. And it's clear to me that the city finance office has no clue to what they are doing. So that's all coming up in this hour, along with your calls and comments, which we're going to start the hour with calls and comments here this morning. Glenn is in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. So you were talking about Cuba.
Yeah.
So if we take over Cuba and we took Venezuela, morally, do we have anything to say if China takes over Taiwan and their hemisphere?
Well, I don't think you're using the term take over. That I do not believe is the intent. I think the intent is to liberate Venezuela and to liberate Cuba for the people of Venezuela and the people of Cuba.
China would say the same thing, that we're going to liberate Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, they can certainly try to do it, but Taiwan is not leading an oppressive dictatorship or a regime like Venezuela and Cuba did. The people of Taiwan have freedom, and that freedom is from the oppressors and the dictatorship of China. So I think it's consistent. We're going to defend freedom, and we're going to try to liberate the people that have been enslaved by dictators of the past. Glenn, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Steve in Reisterstown, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Real quick, there's going to be some rhinos voting against the funding for the ballroom.
Oh yeah.
What fascinates me, Sean, I'm so irritated about none of these rhinos said anything about Powell's $2 billion for a 10,000 square foot building.
You're absolutely 100% on the mark on that one. But this is revenge politics because
it's bad. It's bad for the country, though. You know that.
But you know what? We got to get rid of these rhinos. They're the ones who are bad for the country.
How do we keep our sanity?
Thanks. Well, most of us are trying desperately, Steve. It's a great point. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Baltimore has failed to collect millions in unpaid bills tied to utilities, permits, leases, other obligations over recent years. But a new audit now has revealed a much, much deeper problem. Baltimore city officials still can't say how much money the city is actually owed as it moves through the budget season.
How much money has the city lost or not recouped because of our inability to manage these processes?
We will come back to you very quickly with a full accounting for that.
I think it's unacceptable to not have that answer today.
What? These are the city finance directors and officials who come to a Board of Estimates meeting unprepared, no answers, leaving more questions than when they arrived. The Baltimore City, this is why Baltimore City's in trouble. You have a bunch of know-nothings running the joint. And that includes the city council president. I mean, you must have known at some point this was going to be a problem. But wait a minute. We find out there was absolutely no investigation or analysis of these uncollected bills. We're talking about a breakdown in collection systems, lack of reliable financial accounting across multiple city billing operations, inconsistent tracking, and decades-old policies have left gaps in enforcement and reporting.
There is no investigation analysis by the city, and so basically it would just be waiting for the vendor to pay.
If a resident does not pay their BGE bill, I know darn well BGE is going to figure out a way to collect. We should be similarly ruthless. At very minimum, we should collect on our bills.
Yeah, one thing we can agree on, Democrats are indeed ruthless, especially when it comes to imposing taxes, and then they let people slide on their uncollected bills. It's a mess. It's complete disarray in Baltimore City. This explains everything, does it not? All right, coming up, we'll tell you their excuse for their problems. 713, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Baltimore County Police are reporting a new minor wreck, Green Spring Avenue at Caves Road. It's
So if you're working way up to the top of the big hill on Greenspring Avenue, watch out for that. Delays of both the tunnels, 20 to 25 minutes right now. No issues southbound, but with the very heavy traffic moving into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open. And then beyond that, the interchange and the junction at 95 Russell Street, 395, the lanes are open. The backup, the Old Harbor Tunnel only has two lanes southbound, so we back up very quickly there with the overflow traffic from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, you'll have delays around Moravia Road down through Pulaski Highway. JFX, if you're coming downtown early, not too bad right now from Ruxton Road and all the normal delays on the Beltway. Construction, they take away a lane, they work in the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast showers likely throughout the day today. Mid-60s rain possible overnight. It's going to be a rainy weekend, sad to say. Maybe we'll see a little break on Sunday afternoon, but it's not looking too good. Cloudy 66 in Annapolis, 62 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the scorecard is in on the president's endorsement on the Tuesday primaries, and wait for it, he was 37-0. 37-0. Now look, a lot of these were incumbents without much of a challenge, I get that, but still. The power of the Trump endorsement, and of course the left and the rhinos go, oh, but that's going to blow up in November. All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens in November. I remain optimistic. I really do. I think it's a different ballgame when Trump is there. When Trump, and if he holds this convention late in the summer, I think that's even going to be better. Maybe he'll do some rallies, so on and so forth. But that was, and for people like Thomas Massey, it's F-A-F-O when you run up against Trump. I guess Lauren Boebert's going to find out next. Maybe. And maybe Baby Rand. That's Thomas Massey's name, Baby Rand. On Iran, Trump says he's in no hurry to conclude the Iran deal, but did say yesterday that the U.S. and Iran are in final stages of peace negotiations. That dropped oil to under $100 a barrel, and the stock market rallied on that perhaps good news. Caroline Wren, she is a political consultant to the Republican Party. She was on Steve Bannon's The War Room yesterday saying that the rhinos in the Senate are vowing revenge on Trump for endorsing Ken Paxton and pushing them to pass the Save America Act.
The only people that were lobbying for a Cornyn endorsement were other GOP senators. And in the last 72 hours, the GOP senators had come out against President Trump on several things. They told him we're not passing the Save America Act. We're not going to nuke the filibuster. We're not going to fund your ballroom. The weaponization fund's a bad idea. And we're not going to fire the parliamentarian. Even yesterday morning, I think around like 10:30 or 11, Thune was asked about the weaponization fund. And he attacked President Trump and said, this is a bad idea. Where if you're Thune, the smarter thing to say, you should have said, you know, that's a decision for the executive branch. I'm focused on the legislative agenda and getting this passed. An easy out for you. Instead, he went out of his way to attack Trump. And that's why, you know what? Trump, I think, just said, screw you guys. Like, I've asked you for several things over the last, you know, even week, months. You haven't gotten any of it done. And now every story, you know, it's seen today is how, oh, the Senate Republicans are going to obstruct President Trump's midterm agenda now because they're angry at him. I'm like, okay, what are they going to do? Not pass the Save America Act? Not do recess appointments? Not nuke the filibuster? Not fund the ballroom? Not fire the parliamentarian? Because, spoiler alert, they've already done that. So I don't really know the agenda that they are now going to block that they weren't already blocking.
Yeah, and Scott Pressler is now targeting Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. So that'll be the next one to take down. Apparently, it's a poll showing that Susan Collins is trailing in to this Nazi in Maine. That would be disastrous. But in any event, that weaponization fund, the 1.776, get it? $1776 billion suit that President Trump filed against the IRS. He's agreed to drop that suit in exchange for the weaponization fund or reimbursement fund for people who were wronged by the Biden DOJ.
Justice Department has this new fund that was announced today, $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
Why should taxpayers
okay for the January 6th?
Well, it's been very well received, I have to tell you. I know very little about it. I wasn't involved in the whole creation of it and the negotiation. But this is reimbursing people that were horribly treated. It's anti-weaponization. They've been weaponized. They've been, in some cases, imprisoned wrongly. They paid legal fees that they didn't have. They've gone bankrupt. Their lives have been destroyed. And they turn out to be right. I mean, it was a terrible period of time in the history of our country. And they worked on it. I know the Justice Department, it's really been working on it very hard. There's been numerous other occasions over the years where things like this have been done. But these were people that were weaponized and really treated brutally by a system that was so corrupt, with corrupt people running it, and they're getting reimbursed for their legal fees and the other things that they had to suffer.
Yep. Former Trump advisor Michael Caputo was the first to have filed a claim on the weaponization fund. And as to the ballroom, which was under construction this week, the president says it's a gift to the United States.
But you have to understand, when this is finished, my term ends shortly after that. This is really for other presidents. This is not for me. This is my gift to the United States of America. I'm going to be able to use it very little, because when it's finished, we're talking about 6 or 7 months. But it will be used for hopefully hundreds of years for other presidents. And there will never be anything like this built again. There'll never be a room built like with the safety. As an example, if we had the White House Correspondents' Dinner here, would have been no problem.
Only Trump would hold a press conference at a construction site. That is classic Trumpian move there. The president targeting Obama-era Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough in a fiery Truth social post. Senate Republicans put a $72 billion reconciliation package to fund ICE and Border Patrol. She struck down provisions of that, and she's now after the ballroom as well. South Carolina's House passed a new 7-zip Republican map as the GOP moves to wipe out the Democrats' last congressional foothold in South Carolina. Guess whose seat gets erased? James Clyburn. Just like Steve the Clown Cohen in Tennessee got wiped out. And finally, the DOJ has indicted U.S. Attorney Carmen Leinberger, who supported Jack Smith's case against President Trump. She was caught trying to take documents out of the courthouse disguised as a cake recipe. Uh-oh. And that's when it was 487 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, Baltimore doesn't know how much it's owed as this audit finds millions in unpaid bills. We'll find out the excuse for this incompetence in just a moment.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
This is Kim Klasick with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com, then make sure you are registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Do your patriotic duty, because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Thursday morning rush hour with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
My buddy used to say, everything is okay. So everything is okay right now. At the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are open.
sitting here at Oceanic Drive with a look eastbound, two lanes, three lanes westbound. Everybody's fine at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and then over towards I-97. The morning backup coming south on I-97 is there, and it's pretty well involved right now until you clear the bridge at 178 and then go south from there down to Route 50. So even if you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard, you'll get the brake lights a little bit earlier today on the southbound side. BW Parkway did recover from some earlier problems, had some standing water on the roadway at Powder Mill Road, and now it's just the normal delay. Powder Mill Road through 197. Southbound is busy after Arundel Mills. With all the lanes open, we're still there, and we're still going to back up 20 to 25-minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction underway. They take away a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, showers today, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. It's not looking good for the Memorial Day weekend, folks, so we're just going to have to make the best of it, right? That's all we can do. And whether you're heading out of town, maybe down the ocean or maybe somewhere else, maybe you head to the mountains. It's going to rain wherever you go for the most part. So, again, mid-60s for the high today, rain tonight, low 50s right now, cloudy 61 in Reisterstown. And in Ocean City right now, cloudy, no rain though, and 63. And we're talking about how the city does not know how much it is owed. And they have no clue. And, of course, obviously there's some egg on the face, and there is an attempt to somehow explain and or excuse, but I think there's no excuse for this. This is not being fiduciary responsible, and it is something that needs to change. And the taxpayers, you control this. If you're going to continue to accept this kind of incompetence, this kind of lack of representation, of course, there's feigned outrage by Zeke Cohen and the rest of the Democrats because they got caught. But this is the way things have been going. Wait to hear how long this has been going on. That's coming up next. Here's the excuse. They're blaming it on staffing.
We simply didn't have the staff. We had significant staffing shortages across both revenue collections and accounting.
We are in a moment where public faith in institutions, particularly government, is at an all-time low.
Yeah. Well, now we know why. And you keep voting the same party, the same type of politician in, the same ideology, every single election in Baltimore City. And the city council president says this is disturbing.
It is extremely disturbing to learn through this audit that there are many dollars, we do not know how much as of yet, that are not coming in, that are not being collected in order to pay for city services.
Yeah. Well, city services are, again, they're lacking. City education system is the second worst in the country. Infrastructure remains to be a problem. They got issues at the Department of Public Works, trash collection, this again, crime, juvenile thuggery, the whole city. And you wonder why Port Discovery had a tough time getting off the... who wants to invest? And, you know, who really, in their right mind, besides the friends of Brandon Scott, wants to invest in Baltimore City? Now, the finance staff said it's unclear exactly when the problem started. The most recent written guidance governing collections dates to 1989. You got all the way back, what was it, Schaefer? I know he left maybe right before then, but you got to go all the way back to 1999. The last time that the policy was updated on collections, unpaid bills, and so on and so forth, was nearly 40 years ago. That's not due diligence. The audit also cited weaknesses in Baltimore's use of workday and financial and administrative system implemented in 2020 to manage payroll and accounting. Mayor Scott rejected the idea that software was the primary failure, pointing instead to implementation and oversight. Look, it's clear to me that Brandon Scott had no experience whatsoever in any kind of governing, okay? This is a guy from Park Heights, grew up on the streets, and again, in my exchanges with him on Square Off in the past, he's always been cordial with me, and I understand he We just have a difference of opinion when it comes to ideology and so on and so forth. But this, does this not prove that this mayor, and he's not the only one. What about Jack Young? What about Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, Catherine Pugh, right on down the line, Sheila Dixon? Sheila Dixon might have had a clue, but the problem is she liked gift cards more than she did anything else. And this is what you get in Maryland when you have one party ruling and dominating the city for, well, you're going back to, McKeldin for a Republican mayor. So, again, I just don't think he had the experience. And you better be careful when you're vetting your candidates, especially for governor this year. And you really should have somebody that has at least governing, maybe been elected, or maybe has business acumen. Because it's important. These decisions are important as to who runs our state and who runs the city of Baltimore. And it shows up on an audit like this. They have no idea how much they're owed. They have no idea how to collect on unpaid bills. Right now there are 3,000 unpaid utility bills, 400 unpaid permit bills, 139 unpaid leases, and one unpaid conduit bill. And again, the conduit bill is worth $124,000 by itself. 32 unpaid loans totaling $500,000. They say we're owed $2.7 million, but I think that's a underestimated. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Maryland ballot failure under scrutiny again at 7:30. Time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City primary voters next month will head to the polls to decide who will help lead Baltimore City Public Schools, where they will help to oversee a nearly $2 billion budget and the education of 76,000 students. Seven candidates are running for Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners. Five of them spoke with Project Baltimore to discuss their plans for improving academics in Maryland's lowest performing school system. On Monday, Fox 45 News published a report featuring two of the candidates, which can be found on foxbaltimore.com. The segment will feature the other three candidates. And a former U.S. Postal Service employee in Baltimore has pleaded guilty in federal court to charges tied to a check fraud scheme involving stolen mail, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland. Derek Stewart, 34, of Baltimore, pleaded guilty to federal mail theft by a postal employee, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. According to court documents beginning in September of 2022 and continuing until December 2023, Stewart used his position as a clerk at a mail processing and distribution center in Baltimore to embezzle mail, including checks. Prosecutors said Stewart then falsely and fraudulently endorsed stolen checks using identity theft victims' names and signatures. Surveillance video captured Stewart depositing stolen and fraudulently endorsed checks into his personal bank accounts, the release said. And a 19-year-old is facing child neglect charges after police said she left a six-month-old baby alone at a home while she met friends at a McDonald's in Bel Air. On May 18th, Aberdeen police arrested 19-year-old Kira Faust as part of a child neglect investigation. Police were dispatched to the 600 block of West Bel Air after receiving calls regarding a six-month-old baby being left alone in a residence. Once police arrived at the home, officials said they found the baby living in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Construction delays Harford County. They take away a lane. They work during the rush hour. They've been doing it for years. Northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County. They built the Great Wall of China faster than they have finished this project on the northbound side. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays are there. 20 to 25 minute delays south of both the Harvard tunnels. Kind of moved in a little bit on 895 right now around the Erdman Avenue ramp, but 95 south is backed up to Moravia Road, and the JFX is still running free and clear south of Ruxton Road. Several things to watch for. Baltimore County had a wreck at Greenspring Avenue at Caves Road. A couple of accidents in the city. Broadway at Preston on the east side, and also on the east side at Orleans Street, at Washington Street, with city police on scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much different feel today with showers likely and temperatures in the cooler mid-60s. Scattered showers ongoing tonight as temperatures drop back into the even cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. 50 games into the season, Birds fans are shaking their collective heads as the team stands dead last in the American League East, 13 games behind Tampa Bay, following yesterday's 5-3 loss to the Rays. Manager Albert S. called this in the postgame.
That was a big-time gut punch for sure.
And national baseball pundits are now taking notice of the team's demise. Here's national baseball writer Tom Verducci on the role that Mike Elias plays in this fiasco.
It's not to say his job is on the line with Mike Elias, but I think it's a fair conversation that when teams aren't playing well, I think we have to look at the player acquisition process, how a team was assembled, the architecture of the team, and also have to look at, you know, when young players develop, and it's not linear, we all know that, but when you look at Baltimore from a couple of years ago and all the young talent, you know, the Holiday, the Mayos coming, Cowsers, and where are they at the big league level in terms of their progress?
And then there's this from the Demper on the Be More Sports podcast about the player's responsibility in all of this.
From my perspective, it really comes from the approach to offense these days. All those hitters know up there, if they go up there and they know if they hit home runs, they're going to make a lot of money. So they're swinging harder. They're not taking the pitch and waiting for the off-speed pitch to take that ball up the middle or to...
Baseball fundamentals in the Oriole way. The Birds are now off today. They start a 9-game homestand. That's a season high tomorrow night against the Tigers at Camden Yards. News and notes around the AFC North as OTAs wind down for the week. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow with an interesting press conference at Bengal OTAs asked how it'll feel when Trey Hendrickson comes back to Cincinnati to play against his former team.
Yeah, that'll definitely be fun.
What did you think when you saw the news that he was signing there?
Not very surprising.
What? Why is that?
Because I know Trey. I love Trey, and I just know how he operates.
The Ravens will visit Cincinnati on New Year's Eve night for a primetime affair after Burrow complained to the league that the Bengals had visited Baltimore for 4 primetime games in a row. And finally, in honor for legendary voice of the Terps, yesterday, Johnny Holiday presented with an honorary doctorate's degree. He will officially have the title conferred to him tonight at Maryland's main graduation ceremony in CQ Stadium. Holiday was recognized for his decades of service both to the University of Maryland and the greater DMV community. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we'll take a look inside the numbers.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing blueberry lemon drop, plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
Well, there's no lack of numbers here, but let me give you the first one. The number is 19. Do you know what that represents?
Johnny Unitas.
Excellent. Do love that. Not in this case. 19 is the number of Orioles that have been on the injured list.
Wow.
So that's not good. Here's just some other numbers. Career OPS for Gunnar Henderson. OPS is on-base percentage plus slugging percentage. 831 coming into the season. Excellent. This year it's 692. That's a 20% decrease.
Wow.
Pete Alonso, also a 20% decrease. Taylor Ward hit 36 home runs a year ago. He's on pace this year for 4. On the pitching side, Kyle Bradish last year, ERA 2.53. This year, 4.13. Trevor Rogers, 1.81. This year, 6.87. Chris Bassitt, under 4. This year, 5.44. You know,
Last year was an anomaly, and maybe this year is there true performance percentages? Is it coaching?
I think you could say maybe Trevor Rogers was an anomaly last year because he had never had any success like that. But Chris Bassett's been a very serviceable pitcher in the major leagues. Kyle Bradish, when healthy, has been, in fact, he was a Cy Young Award contender back in 2023. Keegan Aiken has never been at 1350. He is now. Andrew Kittredge has never been at 970. He is now. So, no, I mean, they were legitimate World Series contenders in 23 and 24.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the bottom has dropped
out. Has. It's remarkable just how quickly they have bottomed out here.
And apparently the manager isn't the issue because they've tried three in the last 2 years and no different result.
Well, so I guess you have to look at Elias and you have to, it's not the ownership, so it's got to be either Elias or maybe it's the pitching and pitching coach, hitting coach.
Maybe our players just aren't as good
as we thought.
As we thought. Yeah, at the bottom line.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. More on the ballot failures here in the state of Maryland. The Maryland State Board of Elections issued a memorandum yesterday saying that the production of replacement ballots begins today. And SBA's mail-in voting director will be on site at the vendor's facility to oversee all printing. Question, was the mail-in voting director on site initially? If not, why not? Why now? Well, because the spotlight is shining on the Maryland State Board of Elections. And Jared DeMarinis, the state administrator of the elections, he's the one that's ultimately responsible. He was on with Fake Tapper on CNN talking about the ballot problem.
Some Democrats got Republican ballots, Republicans got Democratic ballots, and since my mail-in vendor could not accurately identify who received what ballot, the only course of action to ensure the integrity and security of the mail-in voting was to send all the voters who had requested a mail-in ballot by mail a replacement ballot.
Okay, well, we're being told that all the ballots are supposed to receive a code. And that might have been the issue. Maybe the code was lacking on these ballots, and he addressed that as well with Tapper.
It was a small number of voters that received the wrong party ballot.
How small? That's the question. How many? How do you know it's small? If you don't know how many, here's the question that Tapper asked him. He goes, "Well, how many ballots were inaccurate, were incorrect, were sent to the wrong party?"
We cannot determine that number.
So if you can't determine that number, then how do you know it's small? How do you know whether it's small, medium, or large? You don't. The guy is full of prunes. He goes on national television, and he's got no answers. No answers whatsoever. And this is supposed to make us feel secure in our primary election coming up? I'm sorry, I don't. I don't feel secure. I don't trust them. And look, there are Republican members of the State Board of Elections. I've heard from them in the past. We need you to step up. If there's something going on that the rest of us, as the voters, need to know, it's time, become a whistleblower, do something, get in touch with somebody, you know, blow the lid off this scandal. I do believe this is a scandal. And this is what they do. This is what all these state agencies have done. They blow it, they make a mistake, they botch it intentionally, or it's incompetence, whatever, and then comes the cover-up. How do we fix this? How do we manipulate and massage this so that, you know, they think we're stupid? They think we're just out there like a bunch of mushrooms sitting in the dark being fed manure. Well, I'm sorry, this is one mushroom that's not going to take it anymore. And you shouldn't either. You should demand transparency. All of a sudden, the mail-in voting director is going to be on site overseeing. And they're still blaming the printer. We got more on that coming up next hour. We'll hear from the Kate Sullivan Secure the Vote director in next hour as well. 743. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now, and you can get match wits with Maggie, Kristen, and Chuckles right now. Speaking of which, it's time to direct you in the proper method to way to traffic with Lugnuts Johnson.
And a very nice mushroom you are.
Thank you very much. There's a fungus among us.
Not much of a cap, but a very nice mushroom indeed. To you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, JFX, Ruxton Road coming into the city-county line. Lanes are open. Beltway is slow. It's really slow now in the inner loop through Green Spring to the JFX. Then after that, over towards the ramps at 83. Looks like it's okay, but boy, really heavy right now from Green Spring Avenue through the JFX ramp and over through there. 795 to Frederick Road. That's all the normal stuff. The Beltway over on the southwest side has been okay this morning. Haven't seen any problems coming up from I-97 through the BW Parkway. The outer loop is really busy right here, crossing the BW Parkway and working its way south towards Camp Meade Road and down through I-97. But it looks like all the lanes are open. We're backed up again at the Old Harbor Tunnel back towards Moravia Road. 95 is already backed up to Moravia Road, and we're sitting at 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. The summer driving season is just around the corner, actually begins officially this weekend. So let Bernie's Automotive check your tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more before you make the holiday weekend drive. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a wet weekend for Memorial Day weekend, sad to say. Right now we got showers likely throughout the day, mid-60s for the high today. Right now we're in the 60s. Cloudy 63 in the city, 64 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. WCBM merchandise. We've got Gary in Kingsville is our contestant. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to head up the group.
He's going first.
Number one.
All right, go on. Numero uno today, right out of the gate. Good luck to you, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Story one, Marylanders are now in increasing numbers choosing a different way to be laid to rest. It's called the green death care or earth funeral. Human composting involves placing a dead body in a shroud made of plant-based materials and then moving into a vessel with mulch, wood chips, and wildflowers. 30 days decomposing, and then they bury you in a forest or in a place of your choice. It's called an earth funeral.
Darn.
Story two. A new scandal involving California's publicly funded daycare system is igniting outrage. Reports reveal that young children are being exposed to sexualized role-playing concepts under the banner of education. Critics say the issue is no longer marginal but systemic. According to reports from the California Post, daycare centers are being operated by a socialist youth organization called the Future Youth, and they're doing role-playing games with sexual content. And story three, an Arkansas sheriff is in hot water, facing the wrath of some atheists for automatically baptizing inmates. The Drew County sheriff got caught by atheists baptizing inmates who had accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. The Freedom From Religious Foundation says this is encouraging or coercing inmates to undergo baptisms without their permission. All right, story one, earth funeral. Marylanders are choosing now to become soil instead of ashes. Story two, the California daycare promoting sexual role play for children. Or story three, atheist demand sheriff stop baptizing inmates. Gary, what do you think?
Well, when it comes to story number one, I can't say that I dig that.
Oh, what'd he die of? He had a terrible coffin.
Oh, man.
And anything that they say in California is plausible, so I'm going to go with number three. If you're not choosing to be baptized under your own desire and will for the love of God, then it ain't worth anything anyway. So I'll say number three is false.
All right, Gary goes with number three. Kristen?
Yeah, this is a hard one. I sadly believe the California story, so I'm between one and three. But I think I did hear something like this here in Maryland. So I think I'm also going to go with number three. It is the South, but I assume they wouldn't do forced baptism. So three. All right,
Kristen with number three. Maggie?
Yeah, number three.
Maggie goes for number three. Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for number two. Nobody votes for story number one. That's because it is a true story. Earth funeral. You know? Can you dig it? I can dig it. You can dig it. We can dig it. We can all dig it, right?
Yes. This is 92 Star.
That's right. Grazing in the grass.
Hugh Masalika. What the heck was his name?
He did the original version. Story number two. The state-funded California daycare is promoting sexual role play for children. Is our fake news story the day.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
All right. Chuck is the winner. Gary, thanks for playing.
Chuck, you're
listening.
The man.
Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, sir, for mentioning
now,
that.
This has Kristen had just emerged back into the lead, so I'm not sure where that. They're going back and forth this week.
But you can count on me for never changing because I'm always
right.
wrong.
Maggie, just know if you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes.
Well,
but
I
they
can
do
dig
need to stand
it. You
in
can
out
dig
of
it.
The. Out at the field, you can go out there and be outstanding in your field.
Right.
Actually be out laying.
I'm grazing in the grass, sure as a gas.
You can go out at Benji's and hang out.
Oh!
7:49. It's coming over 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning right here on Choose Your Fake News. Coming up next, we'll take a look at food fraud. And is Ilhan Omar's time up in Congress? You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday. Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfield's Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfields. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Nine minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Endorsement Palooza. A former Cox ticketmate endorsing Ed Hale and other endorsements. Congressman Andy Harris endorsing a local Baltimore County Council candidate. We've got all of that coming up here at the top of the hour. More on the mail-in ballot hour coming up in the next hour as well. So a lot of folks weighing in on, again, here's Chris saying we can't have a fair government without proper representation. Thank you for that. We don't have proper representation and haven't in quite some time. And it is something, when you look at it, it is the same voter mindset. That's the problem. The same voter mindset is causing all of this. Did I say next year? I meant next tomorrow. I don't know what I said. So thanks for pointing that out. David says FBI should be raiding Maryland election board offices today. Today, the DOJ has been asked to investigate, and that is something that you know, you just have to. I just don't trust it. I just don't trust the folks who are currently running the state board of election system. Now, I understand they're good people there. I really do. Democrats and Republicans. But this is just too many times we've seen these kinds of problems. You know, we just have an incredible, we can put men on the moon. We can put a complete crew of people circling the moon and come back. We've got incredible technology. You look at our ability to innovate as far as computers and chips and all that other stuff, and we still can't seem to clean up our election process where we know that it's secure, where there is election integrity, and that's by design. Okay, I remember Ron Smith used to say if elections mattered, if your vote mattered, they wouldn't let you do it. And that's something that has always been stuck in my mind as well. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're back at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes are open westbound. Traffic eastbound looks good. Leaving Sandy Point, two lanes open there. And then as we move on down the road here to the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, no issues there. Of course, busy in Annapolis this week, commissioning week, the Blue Angels in town. A lot of extra traffic there so far right here at Road Boulevard. Nothing major at that point. Going up the top of the hill, I-97. Yep, that almost stack up is right there, right at the merge at Route 32. And there is some heavy traffic coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. It's moving, but right when you get to the split at Route 32, it's heavy at that point. And once again, it does clear out. It gets much better after the bridge at Route 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a rainy weekend. Showers likely throughout the day today. Highs in the mid-60s. Rain tonight, low 50s. More rain showers tomorrow, low to mid-60s. Right now, cloudy 66 in Annapolis, 62 in Pikesville. Ilhan Omar filmed a promo video at a restaurant stealing $16 million from children's meal money and called it a success. Now the convicted mastermind of the $250 million scheme is naming her from her jail cell. And what Omar said when asked about it tells you everything you need to know. Amy Bach founded Feeding Our Future, the nonprofit at the center of the largest COVID fraud case in American history. A jury convicted her last March of conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. Prosecutors are the one who are locked up for 100 years, and she is scheduled to be sentenced today. This week, she called the New York Post by video from the Sherburne County Jail and said six words that really should end Omar's congressional career. But will it? She said, "I struggle to believe that she wouldn't have known." End of quote. That is the convicted mastermind of a $250 million fraud scheme on record naming a sitting member of Congress. Bach told the New York Post a lot of the sites were working directly with her, being that a lot of the operators were from the same Somali community. There were a lot of people that had been reaching out to her office and staff, I presume her personally, to work through some of these gaps with the waivers. On March 11, 2020, Ilhan Omar introduced the Meals Act. She filmed a promo video while said it was stealing millions. And the Safari restaurant was the crown jewel of this fraud. The co-owner, Salim Saeed, stole $16 million. And again, in May of 2020, while the fraud was actively ongoing, Ilhan Omar walked into the Safari, filmed a promotional video claiming every day Safari provides 2,300 meals to children and their families. Safari was claiming to feed 5,000 children per day. Saeed spent the stolen money on a $2 million Minneapolis mansion and a $9,000 per month Nordstrom Habit. He has been convicted of his weight in sentencing. So Amy Bach has been convicted. Saeed has been convicted. The only person that has not been convicted is Ilhan Omar, and she was up to it in her with her neck. Omar's name appeared in at least six court exhibits during Bach's federal trial, emails, texts, etc. Now, earlier this week, Vice President Vance said that they're still investigating a number of things about Ilhan Omar. First off, did she defraud the United States to get in this by marrying her brother and violate our immigration and visa laws? That's number one. Number two is this incredible food fraud that has been committed against the taxpayers. So, again, I have a tough time that Tampon Tim had to know, Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, had to know, and Ilhan Omar had to know, and she will not answer for any of it, other than to say it's Donald Trump's fault. Gee, isn't that an incredible guest? Here's her statement yesterday. Quote, any claim that I had knowledge of the scheme is flat out false. The Meals Act was signed into law by President Trump, passed with bipartisan support as part of a broader legislative package. Trump's USDA secretary set the regulatory framework during the rollout of the program. I've always championed feeding kids and will continue to ensure our children do not go hungry. And she also said, as I stated from the beginning, stealing millions of dollars under the guise of feeding hungry children to bankroll lavish lifestyles and extravagant expenses is reprehensible. I'm grateful that Amy Bach and every individual involved in this abhorrent scheme are being held accountable for defrauding taxpayers and betraying vulnerable children. Anyway, well, it's, I just think, I'm sorry, I think she's a liar and a cheat and a fraud. And if the Justice Department, do your work, do your job. If you can get Raul Castro and the Cubans that were responsible for murdering U.S. four U.S. nationals 30 years ago, certainly you can. You must have enough evidence to make sure that Ilhan Omar goes down for her alleged illegal activities. All right. My good friends, Mayor and Mayor Overtown Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. It is Memorial Day weekend. That means they're having the big sale. They're open today. They're closed Saturday, but open on Sunday and Monday. So stop by the showroom. Over 70 different brands on display, high-end brands like Bosch and other brands that are more budget-friendly. Whatever your budget is, they can make sure, whether it's an entire kitchen upgrade or just a single appliance, like my wife and I are looking at right now, a new refrigerator over Town Appliance. Check it out, townappliance.com, for their Memorial Day weekend sale off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Following what happened in Venezuela, could Cuba be next? President Trump calling the indictment of former Cuban President Raul Castro a very big moment for Cuban Americans.
We have Cuba on our mind. Very important. Been a lot of problem for a lot of years, and this was a big, I think it was a very big moment for people that, not only Cuban Americans, but people that came from Cuba that want to go back to Cuba, people that want to see their family in Cuba. I think this is a very big day, very important day.
Castro's been indicted for the 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by Miami-based exiles. The indictment relates to Castro's alleged role in the shootdown of two small planes. They were operated by the exile group Brothers to the Rescue. The charges include murder and destruction of an airplane. Acting AG Todd Blanche and other top Justice Department officials announcing the indictment at a Miami ceremony honoring those who were killed in the shootdown. There is never a shortage of conspiracy theories circulating about the nation's capital, and one of the latest ones has to do with a recent attack at a White House correspondence event.
The new poll finds nearly half of Democrats believe the shooting at the White House correspondence dinner in Washington, D.C. was staged. The Fox News poll finds 49% of Democrats think the assassination attempt on President Trump was arranged. Only 10% of Republicans think this. Laura Winters reports.
Ukrainian drones have struck another Russian oil refinery, igniting a fire, sending up a massive plume of heavy black smoke. Ukrainian President Zelensky says the attack targeted the refinery that's more than 500 miles inside Russia. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 63 points. NASDAQ futures off 120. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills.
office. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup on 95 is still there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It starts at the toll plaza there. It backs up all the way back to Moravia Road. So we're still posting about 25 to 30 minutes southbound. 895 has moved in again a little bit towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and the Erdman Avenue ramp. So now we're about 15 to 20 minutes on 895 southbound. They take away a lane in the construction zone. The contractor works during rush hour northbound I-95 in Harford County with a delay at Route 24 as you're coming up to the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much different feel today with showers likely and temperatures in the cooler mid-60s. Scattered showers ongoing tonight as temperatures drop back into the even cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Pikesville and 66 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that while the State Board of Elections says replacement ballots have been sent and safeguards are in place, questions remain over how the mistake happened and whether enough is being done to maintain voter confidence. From the beginning, Kate Sullivan, director of the election watchdog group Secure the Vote Maryland, says she had concerns with how the situation would be handled. I brace myself because our experience with the State Board of Election is that they rarely take responsibility for errors and they always offer the wrong solution, she said. She now says those fears have been realized as more than 500,000 replacement ballots make their way to voters' mailboxes. And after caring for her disabled brother, Brett Barwick, for 10 years, Brielle Thomas says the new pay cuts for caregivers being implemented in July are too steep for her to continue. It's already hard enough not getting the benefits, the insurance, and everything else that is necessary to survive, said Brielle, a Frederick County resident. But now having the pay decrease as well, when the price of everything else is going up, I don't see how I could manage that, unfortunately. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 818. The pick 4, 2390. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men on Inks are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles wasting a strong Shane Baz start and a late two-run lead, collapsing in the eighth inning to get swept by the Rays yesterday and fall eight games under 500. 5-3 was the final in St. Pete. Anthony Nunez allowing four runs in the eighth, all with two out.
And we're just going out there trying to get outs. It's not really, we're not thinking about how many outs there are or our stats with certain outs. It's just going out there trying to get outs.
Still, the fact remains the Birds have had trouble getting that final out this year, allowing 118 two-out runs, and that is the most in the majors. Meanwhile, it was just another ho-hum Shohei night in the National League West.
Their first loss in that fashion. Now in the finale, off we go with a towering drive on the first pitch. Did he get enough? Merrill can't get there. It's gone. First pitch of the game. The pitcher hits it out.
Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet LA. Two-way Shohei home run last night. Five innings of shutout baseball. His ERA on the season, by the way, is 0.73. The Dodgers blanked the Padres in San Diego. 4-0 was the final. And finally, new coach and a new way to do things in Owings Mills. Head coach Jesse Minter at the mic explaining what happens at the end of a Ravens practice session.
We end practice every day with at our best when our best is needed, period. And so that could be anything. That could be anything different. Today we decided to do a little friendly competition. Right now you can't really do like the football competition.
So Tuesday it was a medicine ball throwing competition. Monday it was a two-minute plank session. Coming up in 30 minutes, guess which former Oriole shortstop is sounding off about baseball analytics. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Governor Moore's building a war chest. Republicans are really trailing badly in the fundraising area. But that's because there's an actual primary going on. Instead of the Democrats' coronation. More on the ballot issue. We'll hear from Secure the Vote and why they're suspicious of what's happening at the State Board of Elections. But our top story here today, a significant endorsement yesterday was, actually a couple of them, made in local races, one for gubernatorial, one for county council in Baltimore. And the top race is former Dan Cox running mate, Lieutenant Governor gubernatorial candidate, Giordano Schifanelli came out and endorsed Ed Hale Sr. yesterday. Ed talks about why this was important for his campaign.
Giordano has been a very fierce advocate for education in a couple of the counties, and somebody that had been the running mate for the guy before, who I'm not going to mention his name, and he, you know, doesn't have her support anymore. She is supporting us, which I am extremely grateful for, because this just speaks volumes as to our campaign versus the other people's campaign. So I'm very happy and very proud to have her with us today, and ready, she's going to endorse us and work with us. But I think in some form or fashion, we're going to form a team, with starting with Tyrone and some of the other people here that are here with me this morning. And we're going to form a team that hopefully we can talk, and Giordano can help us in some fashion. It's the first time she's hearing me say this out loud. This is not like she's not doing this for a job. She's doing this because she cares and really believes in what we're doing. So we need to stop the exodus of the people in the state of Maryland, this exodus of our great citizens from our beautiful state and our businesses. We have to stop this now. And it this morning is just going to build on what our endorsements have been and our following has been. And with this, I'd like to introduce Giordano Schifanelli.
Yeah, and Ed will be a guest in studio for a full hour next Wednesday, May the 27th, here on Casey and Company. Giordano explaining her endorsement of Ed Hale.
Thank you, everyone. I thought that my words wouldn't mean anything. 4 years ago, I thought that would never get into politics whatsoever. I hate it. I told you before I hate it. But 4 years after that, we have seen a disaster that has been ongoing in the state of Maryland. And I'm not going to place blames who's at fault. Marylanders voted for Mr. Wes Moore. He made great promises. He had a couple of great shots, great smile. But at the end of the day, The Key Bridge disaster is ongoing. There's not a contractor in sight. Potomac pollution has been destroying wildlife and ecosystem in Maryland. And every other person that I talk to plans exodus to leave this beautiful state. So am I. When Ed Hale announced his campaign, I never thought that someone of his caliber, knowledge, and experience would be willing to come in and roll up the sleeves and go into the gutter that has this state turned to be. There's no more businesses that can leave. Everyone's gone already. And if there's a job, it's going to be a job in the government. Not everybody can work for the government.
Yep, and so we'll hear more from Jordana Schifanelli as to analyzing all the candidates and why she says this is the last chance, perhaps, to save the state of Maryland. It's 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We had several accidents in the last 30 minutes or so. Greenspring Avenue at Caves Road and the City Broadway at Preston and Orleans Street at Washington Street over on the east side. The backup on the inner loop through Greenspring is still pretty solid. It's moving once you clear the ramp at the JFX. It's better over towards 83. And then the Parkville side is slow from Bel Air Road coming through Providence Road over towards Delaney Valley Road. And the west side, you know the drill. You drive that every day sitting there at 795. And it's slow from that point. Doesn't really get better till we get down the hill towards the ramp at Frederick Road and continue down towards I-95. That southwest side of the Beltway about an hour ago, that was pretty slow on the outer loop of the BW Parkway. Much better now. The inner loop is clear coming up past the Parkway and moving up towards Washington Boulevard and eventually towards the ramps at I-95. Still some very heavy traffic and stop and go southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Showers likely throughout the day and most of the weekend, sad to say. Mid-60s today, rain tonight. Low 50, 61 in cloudy in Forest Hill, 64 in Dundalk. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. So on this day, May the 21st, back in, 1946. Wait a minute. I lost my... my date. Anyway, I'll get the date here in just a second. 1956, that's what it was. U.S. conducted the first airborne test of an improved hydrogen bomb, dropping it from a plane over the tiny island of Nauru in the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. And because of the time difference, it was actually May the 20th. But the successful test indicated that hydrogen bombs were viable airborne weapons and that arms race had taken just another giant leap forward. The U.S. began testing nuclear weapons at the Bikini Atoll in 1946. However, early bombs were large and unwieldy affairs that were exploded from the ground. The practical application of dropping the weapon over an enemy had been a mere theoretical possibility until its first successful test on this day in 1956. The hydrogen bomb dropped over Bikini Atoll was carried by a B-52 bomber, released at an altitude of more than 50,000 feet. The device exploded about 15,000 feet above the ground. The bomb was far more powerful than those previously tested and was estimated to be 15 megatons or larger. One megaton is roughly equivalent to about a million tons of TNT. Observers said that the fireball caused by the explosion measured at least 4 miles in diameter and was brighter than the light from 500 suns. The successful U.S. test meant that the ended up in the nuclear arms race between the United States and the Soviet Union. The Soviets had tested their own hydrogen bomb in 1953, shortly after the first U.S. test in 52. In November of 55, the Soviets dropped a hydrogen bomb from an airplane in remote Siberia, though much smaller, far less powerful, estimated to be about 1.6 megatons than the U.S. bomb dropped over the Bikini Atoll. The Russian success certainly spurred the Americans to rush ahead with the Bikini Atoll test, which was successful, and as we now know, the first atom bombs being dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, to help bring an end to World War II. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, still to come here on the program in just a moment. We are going to continue hearing from Jordana Schifanelli as to, she says she's analyzed all the candidates and why Ed Hale for her, and also why this might be Maryland's last chance to right the ship, so to speak. And coming up, Secure the Vote, Director Kate Sullivan weighs in on the ballot failure here in the state of Maryland as well. And Governor Moore has built a massive war chest, and what it's going to take fundraising-wise, to defeat him in the fall. So that's all coming up in just a second. Today, 20 minutes after the hour, joining us once again, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. Get ready for the big Memorial Day weekend. Have you noticed?
In Ocean City today.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. So you got a jump start on everybody. All right.
Gonna try to.
Yeah,
at least. That is,
yeah, exactly. Mark, have you noticed that a lot of people who felt financially comfortable a few years ago suddenly don't anymore?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I see it all the time. I mean, luckily the stock market has been holding up. But, you know, I talked to a lot of homeowners who were self-employed for years and made good money, but now Social Security is the majority of their monthly income. And like we all know, you know, when you retire, it doesn't mean your expenses retire also. And for a lot of clients, they still have a mortgage, home equity line, and those payments are just a big drain on their income. And what I try to tell people is this: if you're looking for some cash flow without a monthly payment, that's where a reverse mortgage can make a big difference. It can eliminate the required monthly payment, provide the tax-free cash each month, and give somebody the ability to stay in their home without feeling stressed and not having to sell or move.
You know, what's the biggest mistake that homeowners make when they start struggling financially?
I mean, the biggest one always is waiting too long to look at their options. You know, I think a lot of people start draining their savings, running up credit cards, and basically robbing Peter to pay Paul because they think they don't have a choice. But I always tell people this: if you had money sitting in the bank, you needed it, you would use it. I mean, you have money sitting in your house. And you know, I meet people sometimes, and they're like, well, you know, I hate to do a reverse mortgage, like it's something bad. And I tell them, be grateful you can. I mean, your house most likely is your biggest asset. Why ignore the equity you spent years building? I mean, your house is a financial tool. Don't wait for the walls to close in. The earlier people call me, the more options they have.
So, Mark, what usually surprises people the most after they actually speak with you about the reverse mortgage?
I mean, most people are surprised that the reverse mortgage is nothing like they thought it was. I mean, a lot of people still think the bank, you know, takes your house, you give up ownership, which is not true, and all the other stuff that goes along with it. I mean, it's just a refinance without a required monthly payment. And it's much easier to qualify for based on income and credit than a regular mortgage. I mean, you still own your house. You know, you can stay there. You control the title. I mean, once people call and we have a conversation, we can clear up the misconceptions, and then we can figure out if this is the right solution for them or not. And if it's not, it's great. If it is, then we can see what we can do from there.
And so how do people get in touch with you for more information from the Reverse Mortgage Man?
It's 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
All right, have a great week down the ocean, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, thanks. That's Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. He's the guy you want to call if you have any questions at all about the reverse mortgage. He's the best. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, another best. We don't know at what, but certainly he is the best. Chuck Whitaker.
That's nice. I love you too, Casey. Jeez. And you said you didn't know anything. Now you just proved it.
Yeah.
Westbound I-70, 38-mile marker going out west of Frederick. There's a wreck there. Several lanes are blocked, and we're looking at some of the data, and it's showing a pretty good-sized backup right now. Myersville and in that area, so if you're traveling west, watch out for that. And there are some delays, the normal heavy traffic coming down Route 15 into Frederick, and then eventually through Urbana on that section of 270 down through the Montgomery County line. All of the normal stuff is still out there on the Beltway, both the tunnels, still with the heavy traffic southbound. Last look as you're coming through the city on 95 near Russell Street, 395 and the junction downtown. Doing okay, nothing major there. Even the main line of 95 is clear, heading from Camden Yards out to the Beltway, the ramp to 95 on to 295 south down to the Parkway. Those lanes are open, but it's real slow on the north side of both the tunnels with the heavy traffic still coming southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast, showers likely throughout the day, mid-60s for today. We're at 63 and cloudy in Columbia, 68 under cloudy skies in Annapolis. And as far as endorsements go, I don't think they usually carry a lot of weight unless it's a Trump endorsement. Then, of course, that is the ultimate endorsement one can get. But in this particular case, you know, it's a series. It's a pattern. It shows a trend for a lot of folks when they get a number of endorsements, especially for somebody who really has been part of the political machine over quite some time. And yesterday's endorsement by Giordana Schifanelli, who was Dan Cox's running mate in 2022, she said she took a look at all the current Republican candidates.
I have analyzed all candidates, and I have reviewed everyone. And let me be clear, Ed Hale never paid me a penny to come here and talk to you, and Ed Hale never offered any jobs, nor do I need any kind of jobs. I have plenty of jobs already. However, my dire need is for this state to stop declining and to go up as a quality state that it has been in over the last 100 years. So if somebody says that Hale was a Democrat, I might say to those, who cares? I don't care if he was a Democrat or if he's a Martian for that matter. If he has experience to fix this economic disaster, I would vote for him. And I encourage everyone, independents, Republicans, and Democrats, to truly take a look at their last electric bill, tax bill, fees, and registration bill, and sit down and think about where are we heading as a state. I am proud to endorse someone with this experience who actually cared about me and my opinion. And with that, I would encourage everyone, regardless of the party affiliation, to pull ourselves by the bootstraps and support Mr. Hale to help us raise quality of life in Maryland like we deserve.
And she went on to say that she and her family were contemplating, much like Ed Hale, of leaving the state of Maryland. And she said this might be the last chance to right the ship, so to speak.
We are thinking of leaving this state.
and this is our last chance. Now, why have I decided to support Ed Hale? It is because his wisdom, his experience, and knowledge in business. Any person that had started with nothing in the boiler room of Bethlehem Steel in 1960s, went to the Air Force as a medic, then started and became one of the largest Maryland employers in freight and line trucking business, then became a CEO of Baltimore Bank, and the person who created and started First Mariner Bank with one branch that later on evolved into 24 different branches with over $1 billion in clients' assets, is someone to me that speaks volume over the course of 60 years in Maryland, someone who knows how to fix this state.
And fixing it does need. So, again, that's Giordano Schifinelli. By the way, today, delegates Kathy Gilleg and Ryan Naraki are scheduled to endorse Ed Hale. Previously, State Senator Jack Bailey, J.B. Jennings, and Johnny Ray Sailing, along with Nick Kipke, have all come out in endorsing Mr. Hale.
I love Giordano so much, and I have for over 4 years when she first came on the scene. For me, like, I agree with everything you were saying about endorsements. Someone like her actually holds a whole lot more weight for me than just, okay, another politician, blah, blah, blah. They're all, you know, that seems always, you know, that's kind of typical. Giordano, more than anyone, she's an outsider, too. She tried to run for the good of the state 4 years ago, and she saw firsthand how swampy not just the political nature in Maryland is in general, but the Maryland GOP, because they did not help her and Dan 4 years ago. And then she tried to run, if anyone doesn't remember, she tried to run to be the head of the Maryland GOP,
right.
And she had a whole slate, and they wanted to open the windows, let some fresh air in, take over, let's get some energy. And they got her out. She wasn't even allowed to run. They got her out on a technicality, so she didn't even get to be voted on. So she knows firsthand, and clearly that's what she was saying. I don't know what else to do. We're going to have to move. So to me, and this is also someone, she's a former Naval Academy professor. She's a lawyer. She was from Eastern European, like communist Eastern European. So she understands what's happening probably better than a lot of us when she sees how the government keeps getting big. So I think, again, you know, and remember, Trump came into office because he kind of brought together a lot of factions. We all have more in common than we don't. We want it for all, those of us that want to fix the state. And I know that some people are hesitant to pick one person over another, but I think both things are true. It doesn't mean because you pick one person, someone else is bad. Like, I hate that we're always have that choice. It's just we need to pick the strongest person. We need to look at what state our state is in and who best can go in there and drain the swamp.
Best chance to win. All right, don't forget, Ed Hale is going to be with us next Wednesday. John Myrick joins us next Friday for his in-studio full-length, full-hour interview here on Casey & Company. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that city leaders face sharp questions at City Hall after auditors disclosed major breakdowns in how the city tracks and collects money it is owed. And officials could not immediately say how much revenue has been lost. The issue surfaced during the city's Board of Estimates meeting on Wednesday, where city auditors released findings from an audit of the finance department. And police are investigating a shooting that left at least one person injured in Baltimore's Jonestown neighborhood. Officers found the gunshot victim near the intersection of East Lombard Street and Horseradish Lane on Thursday morning. And Harford County officials are considering a data center ban, deciding to move forward with emergency legislation. Previously, a data center moratorium was proposed, which would have paused new development, and while county officials could put regulations in place. However, they're now switching gears, especially since Harford County Executive Bob Cassily has been outspoken about the issue, wanting to permanently prohibit data centers instead. And police arrested and charged three juveniles in connection to an assault that happened Monday in Garrison. On May 18th, around 8:25 p.m., Baltimore County police officers were called to a home in the unit block of Spectator Lane for a first-degree assault, authorities said. When they arrived, they found an unconscious female juvenile inside the home. And a now former Bowie, Maryland police officer was convicted by a PG County judge on Wednesday after he shot at a man while responding to a stalled vehicle in 2024. Robert Warrington was convicted of attempted second-degree murder and other charges after a judge said his actions on September 12, 2024, did not merit the typical protections afforded police officers. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That wreck on I-70 at Myersville is westbound, 38-mile marker, and most of the lanes are blocked. Last report from the state police there, only the right shoulder was getting by. The other problem is very heavy rain has arrived now in that area. So from Cumberland to Hagerstown into Frederick, they're getting very heavy rain right now. Western part of the state, it's slowly working its way in to northern Carroll County and eventually will be into northern Baltimore County, at least the edge of it anyway. So we have to factor that in. Late backing still there, and they're going to be around a while with the heavy traffic coming south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much different feel today with showers likely and temperatures in the cooler mid-60s. Scattered showers ongoing tonight as temperatures drop back into the even cooler low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The Birds have the day off today, and after what happened in St. Pete yesterday, they sure could use it.
Brother takes off first, and a liner beats it. Right center field. One run is scored. Here comes Dunn. He is going to score. It's a double for Aranda.
Dwayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. A two-run double for Johnny Aranda that tied the game in the eighth at three and set in motion a four-run rally for the Rays as they come back and beat the Birds 5-3 to sweep the set in St. Pete. The loss overshadows home runs by Pete Alonso and Sam Bisaio and comes at the hands of Anthony Nunez, who allowed all four runs in the eighth in relief of Shane Baz.
Aranda, tip my cap to him. I located a great pitch, 2-2 there, and he drove into the gap.
Manager Albernez, after the game, also talking about the gut punch.
Oh, it's a big-time gut punch for sure. You know, it's 3-1 lead going into the eighth. You know, with our guys that we trust a lot, that have been throwing extremely well, and by no means did we ever think the game was wrapped up. That's why it was 27 outs. But
Birds having trouble getting that last out of an inning in general, allowing a league-high 118 runs with two outs this year. All morning long, we've been talking about baseball analytics and how big of a role it's now playing in Orioles baseball. Philosophy under Mike Elias include former Orioles shortstop Mike Bordick, who's questioning its value.
The guys that played the game, experienced the game, and understand the nuance inside and out the game of baseball, they aren't captivated by the analytics. They don't like the algorithms that are presented. They want guys that know how to play the game.
Tennis superstar Carlos Alcaraz now will miss a second straight major this season when he skips the upcoming Wimbledon because of a wrist injury. Yannick Sinner now figures to be the overwhelming favorite next month. A sidebar, the last time a man not named Sinner or Alcaraz won a Grand Slam, it was Novak Djokovic back in 2023. Happy heavenly birthday today to a couple of Hall of Fame football coaches. Notre Dame legend Ara Parseghian, born on this day in 1935, passed in 2017. And Johnny Majors of the Tennessee Volunteers on this day in 1923 in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where they brewed Jack Daniels whiskey, by the way. Majors won a championship with Pitt in 1976. Terrestrial birthday to Baltimore swimming star Beth Botsford, a gold medalist at the Atlanta Olympics in 1996. She's 45 today, grew up in Timonium, swam at the North Baltimore Aquatic Club. And on this day in sports history, we take you back to 1983. It was a local horse getting it done in the slop at Pimlico.
Disputed testimony down along the rail. Desert Wine on the outside. It's disputed testimony.
Testimony in front. Here's the finish. The beauty of Testimony wins it. Desert Wine with second.
The legendary Dave Johnson with the call on ABC. The beauty of Testimony, trained by Billy Boniface of Bonita Farm in Darlington, takes down the 108th renewal of the Preakness Stakes, and that was 43 years ago today. The time now is 8:37. When we return, why liberals hate sports.
Gary Stein here. Looking for the ultimate spot to unwind? Well, Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is my place. Trust me, they've got it all. Signature cocktails like the Boozy Bank Vault or a refreshing Blueberry Lemon Drop. Plus 20 craft drafts on tap, all displayed on a big screen so you can pick your favorite. Catch the Ravens or Orioles on their massive 100-inch TV or kick back in the outdoor courtyard bar. Their happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find them in the far corner of Yorktown Plaza. And if you see me there, be sure to say hi.
So when you tell Julie you're going to cover the draft, is that the NFL draft or is it the drafts at the Yorktown Social?
The drafts at the Yorktown
Social? The 20 different drafts they have on tap
the draft
at Yorktown Social.
Why are you outing me, Sean? She thinks I'm like sports all the way.
You are.
Meanwhile, yeah. Hey, this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, okay, but... it's got some truth to it. Ray Lewis, okay? Mm-hmm. You know how liberals like to count things. They like to count by race, by gender, et cetera, et cetera. This is Ray Lewis in one of his motivational speeches.
If you ever walked in a sports locker room and somebody said, man, we got 5 black players and we got 4 white. Nobody says that. That's the last thing you're thinking about. Don't
dream. Yeah.
So that is true.
That is true.
And that's why liberals generally don't like the football, and they don't like a lot of different things about sports.
That's why they hate Caitlin Clark.
There's no doubt about it.
That's it.
There are players in that league that want her out of the league.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just don't... I mean, who can understand that?
Yeah, it's just crazy. But you know what? A team is a team, and you learn... And I played on teams all the way through college. It's the best players on the field. Doesn't matter whether they're black, brown, white, or whatever. You know, that's your teammate. And you see the same kind of thing in the military as well. So
absolutely.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. It's 8:39, 21 minutes. By the way, Mackenzie Frost is off this weekend for the Memorial Day weekend. She usually comes on a Thursday, so we hope that she enjoys her Memorial Day weekend holiday. Another big endorsement is Congressman Andy Harris has come out and endorsed Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council in District 5, saying, I had the privilege of serving North Baltimore County for several years. It's an election season, Republican primary, June 23rd. I'm writing to express my strong support for Delegate Nino Mangione in his campaign for county council. Nino's exactly the person we want to serve as councilman to District 5. He is a committed conservative who deserves our support. Nino has consistently stood up to Governor Moore and opposed higher taxes, higher fees, and supporting ICE. He enjoys the well-earned support of the Baltimore County Police and firefighters. Nino will fight to keep the URDL in place to protect family farms and farmland. And he has led the opposition to the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. Please support Nino and his outstanding team of conservative Republicans on June 23rd. And that is from Andy Harris. So that's a big get from a congressman for a local county council race. So the latest on the mail-in ballot failure, Kate Sullivan is director of election watchdog group Secure the Vote. And she says she has concerns with how the situation is being handled.
I braced myself because our experience with the State Board of Election is that they rarely take responsibility for errors, and they always offer the wrong solution.
And again, those fears have now been realized as more than 565,000 replacement ballots have made their way into voters' mailboxes. I think they're being printed today, and it'll be mailed starting and received by May the 29th. And she wants a full account of what the heck happened here with this mail-in ballot failure.
And I have asked that Jared DeMarinis give a full account of start to finish how this happened.
And again, when you look at this, she says the way that DeMarinis and others are basically describing how they're going to continue this process, she says, is disingenuous.
To assume that we can manage this administrative nightmare and guarantee that every vote counts is disingenuous at best.
According to the state's website, The replacement ballots include all accompanying letter and are labeled as replacement ballots on the envelope. The question is, though, have they been coded? Have they? They're saying now that all the replacement ballots have been coded. Were the original ballots coded? And he told us there was a mistake in the code or wasn't a code. We're not quite sure. We weren't given the exact answer as to whether they were coded or not. And she says blaming the printer is, again, that's just passing the buck and kicking the can down the road.
This idea that it was the printer's fault, it doesn't make sense. That, you know, the State Board of Election has this process all the way through. If it works properly, they get the final review.
And Sullivan is calling on Jared DeMarinis and the State Board of Elections to pause the mail-in ballot vote for this primary election cycle.
So they won't know to discard or they won't know to re-vote. So that is a big issue that nobody can solve unless you just pause mail-in ballots.
So the question is, should Governor Moore declare an emergency? And should he basically say, for this primary, we are not going to do mail-in ballot voting that he's going to urge? Because you got early voting. You got June 11th through June 18th. You have a full week of early voting still available. And you have Election Day in person available. It would not be the biggest one that could possibly disenfranchise would be military and or nursing votes. So, again, don't know if that can be done or not. But certainly this is ripe for fraud. It's ripe for problems, no matter what Jared DeMarinis and others are saying regarding the secure the vote. I agree with Kate Sullivan 100%. It's 8:43 traffic weather on the threes, and now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Again, some heavy rain out in the western part of the state. I just looked at a couple of the cameras, Baltimore County, Carroll County, up through the north end, and it's raining there. It's raining in Westminster. It's raining on Route 30 on the Hanover Pike, and some of the rain is coming in. It's light rain right now in northern Baltimore County and up through there, but really heavy rain from Frederick out towards the area just around Cumberland and out through there. So be prepared for that. And there was also a big wreck for the traffic on I-70 westbound at the 38-mile marker. Last report, only the shoulder was getting by, and under a very heavy rain shower and thundering lightning also for the traffic in that area. There is leftover slowing on the Beltway. We're still heavily involved at both the harbor tunnels. Last check, JFX was busy, but no issues there and no rain showers yet. And the heavy traffic still there at the top of the hill towards Annapolis I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Showers likely throughout the day. Highs in the mid-60s. And right now we're actually getting a little warmer. It is cloudy and 64 in Ellicott City and 61 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, you might remember the Medal of Honor winner, Dakota Meyer. He upped and re-enlisted in the Army to serve once again after all of serving admirably. And when you get a Medal of Honor, it is the highest award a military person can receive. So he re-upped, and because of President Trump, is now the commander-in-chief. Well, it's happened again. If you've watched Fox News over the last decade, you might be familiar with Joey Jones. He is a contributor, appears on multiple panels and programs, sometimes is called in to host specials that have to do with the U.S. military. Joey Jones lost both of his legs while serving as a U.S. Marine in Afghanistan. It's easy to forget this because despite having two prosthetic legs, Jones can walk perfectly and rarely talks about his injuries, as most soldiers do. Well, he just re-enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve. Here he is taking the oath again.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I state your full name.
I, Joni Joseph Jones.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I will obey the orders.
That I will obey the orders.
Of the President of the United States.
Of the President of the United States.
And the orders of the officers.
And the orders of the officers.
Appointed over me.
Appointed over me.
According to regulations.
According to regulations.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Joey went on to explain that there's an opportunity for me to serve. There's no reason why a no-legged 40-year-old staff sergeant should be able to put the uniform other than these men believed it. And the goal here is to open that door for anyone else that has something left to give. The formerly retired staff sergeant served 8 years in the Marine Corps, was deployed twice, suffered a life-changing injury while deployed in Afghanistan on the EOD as an EOD technician. The 2010 IED-related incident resulted in the loss of both of his legs and severe damage to his right forearm and both wrists. Some of these young progressives who support people like Bernie Sanders and AOC and Zohran Mamdani think that this country owes them something. It does not. The country owes men like Joey Jones. And what is he doing? He's re-enlisting in the armed forces. Just amazing. And that is our Feel Good News segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. I got some great news. Town Appliance is getting summer ready as they're firing up the biggest deals of the season. Welcome to the Memorial Day Savings Event, where the top brands you trust have top savings you want. Like GE Cafe and Monogram with 70 other trusted brands, this is going to be the fun event you don't want to miss. Whether you need a kitchen upgrade or any other appliances, take my word, you'll be happy with the Town Appliance. Also, check out their website at townappliance.com.
All right, it's 8:49, and regarding the ballot issue, the DOJ was already suing Maryland over its voter rolls before this happened. The DOJ did not come after Maryland because of the ballot disaster. They're already here. In January, the DOJ Civil Rights Division sued the state of Maryland, along with five other blue states, for refusing to hand over their statewide voter registration rolls. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi called it a pattern of deliberate obstruction. Harmy Dillon, U.S. Attorney General for Civil Rights, made the state's stakes explicit. Quote, states that continue to defy federal voting laws interfere with our mission of ensuring that Americans have accurate voter lists. At this DOJ, we will not stand for the open defiance of federal civil rights laws. The RNC has already filed its own separate lawsuit against Maryland in December, before the DOJ suit, before any wrong ballots went out. Their complaint alleged that at least two of Maryland's most populous counties show more registered voters than adult citizens over the age of 18. Other counties report registration rates above 95%. The census puts Maryland's statewide rate at roughly 75%. These numbers do not reconcile. Republicans are now demanding a federal voter roll audit. Maryland is saying no. This is a problem. The Maryland Freedom Caucus is saying regarding the replacement ballots, the Maryland Democrats and bureaucrats over the Board of Elections have proven once again they are the biggest purveyors of voter suppression tactics in the state of Maryland. Their argument is simple. If your wrong ballot gets mailed back before the replacement arrives, your vote disappears. Not because of fraud, but because of Democrat-run incompetence. Maryland has a 98% voter registration rate and won't explain it. This is not an accident. It is a blue state with a 98% voter registration rate against the national average of 69%. A history of stonewalling, federal transparency requests, and an elections administrator who responds to legitimate questions by attacking the President of the United States. This is an absolute scandal and should not be allowed to stand. Stay tuned. It's 8:51. Coming up next, Governor Moore's war chest and what Republicans can do about it.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
8:53, last traffic report on this Thursday morning rush hour with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the rain is arriving from the north and west, and again, some of this rain now getting into northern Carroll County and eventually to Baltimore County. Some of that rain is heavy. It's broken off from the other line of rain out towards Frederick and out to Hagerstown, so it's coming in from the north and west, and again, some of these upper areas in Carroll County, Baltimore County, they're under the rain already. It looks like from the city south and west and over to the eastern shore up towards Bel Air, they're not getting any rain. Bel Air, if you're going north on 95, construction is underway and they take away a lane at Route 24 in Harford County. Leftover slowing is still there, both the tunnels, and the big wreck was in that rain we mentioned earlier out to the west of Frederick, I-70 westbound. The accident was at the 38 mile marker on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for the weekend. Not good. Poor Kim. She's got this forlorn look on her face. Showers likely throughout the day. Mid-60s. Rain possible tonight. Low 50s. Rain showers tomorrow. Saturday. Sunday. Monday. You get the picture.
Bah humbug.
Yeah. 66 right now in Annapolis. Kim Klasick live. She's going to put her game face on, folks. I know she's got a great show planned for you today, in spite of the forecast.
Yes, yes, of course I do. Well, I used to tell this joke all the time, Sean, that Mayor Brandon Scott can't run a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a joke, and now we have proof. Okay, yep. So of course, invoices not being collected, you know, lots of things going out the door. Finance committee has no idea what's going on. You got the Board of Estimates signing off on things, yet I guess they're not looking at the audits. And then how you have this audit come out, and it's like the light bulb goes off. Maybe this is why we need an inspector general.
Yeah.
Maybe this is why we need somebody overlooking and overseeing what's going on as far as tax dollars in Baltimore City.
We certainly need that. And you need this, why voters need to take into account people's experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, either in business or in governing or whatever, to put somebody in there with no experience, and that's Mayor Scott, this is what you get.
Exactly, exactly. So now he's confused. He can't believe that we haven't been collecting on certain invoices. But anyways, we're going to get to all that, of course. We're also going to talk about the latest, what's going on with the mail-in ballots. I did quote tweet Jared DeMaris yesterday.
I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah. The nerve of this guy talking about the campaign finance reports. He goes, you got to look at those so you can be an informed voter and you know exactly where these donations are headed.
He's on with Tapper, and Tapper asks, he said, first of all, a small number. He says a small number, and then Tapper asks him how many specifically. He says he doesn't know.
He has no idea.
How do you know whether it's small or not?
But he knows that, Sean. Don't you know? That's why we're throwing all 500,000 away.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So we'll talk about that. Of course, we got Tory Snow on at 10 o'clock with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And we are going to get into the young lady that was assaulted at that Pikesville home by three juveniles. Of course, I saw the video, but now we know that three have been charged. But not sure if you heard about the charges, Sean, but apparently these kids will, in fact, be just slapped on the wrist.
No adult charges.
No adult charges. Yeah. Well, yeah, no adult charges. This is how they like it in Annapolis, right?
Yeah, let's just victimize the entire voting population. Yeah. People will wake up hopefully one day.
One day. We've got so much to talk about.
Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Stay tuned. Always informative and entertaining. Stay tuned for Kim. Governor Moore has raised $800,000 for reelection in the last 4 months. He's got a war chest of $6 million in the campaign fund. How are the Republican candidates doing? Not good. Ed Hale has raised the most out of all GOP gubernatorial candidates. He's brought in almost $200,000 and has just about $130,000 in cash in his campaign bank account. $6,130,000. Dan Cox has raised $31,000. He's got a balance of $25,000. And John Myrick has collected just $4,500 in donations, $4,100 in the bank. Now, I will say this. There's a Republican primary. A lot of the Republican donors in the money are sitting, waiting to see who wins the nomination. So it will get better. The question is, how much better? The question is, can you close that gap of $6 million? Because they're going to continue to raise money during this period. So let's say Mr. Hill wins the Republican primary. And there are conflicting polls out there. Dan Cox says he's got one poll. He's up by 30 points. And Ed Hale said yesterday he's got a poll up. He's up by a few points. But let's say Ed Hale does win. You have 4.5 months. 4.5 months to raise funds to close that gap. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow, too. Because I know Kristen wanted to weigh in. We're running out of time here. But there's time. But that means that big business, every business in the state of Maryland should be thinking about contributing to Ed Hale or Dan Cox or John Meyer, whoever ends up winning, because that's the only shot you got. And he's got a $6 million war chest. Without the money, money is the mother's milk of politics. Without money, it's going to be real hard to even be in stalking distance. Finney Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, they're going to sell your home for the asking price that you want, the time frame that you want, and he does it with a guarantee. Nobody else can offer that. Vinny offers it because he's got 12,000 to 13,000 buyers in waiting, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home and sell it right now once you agree. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. And Vinny's been doing this for 23 years, 10 years I've here on WCBM. I've been telling you about it. He sells 3% faster for about 3% more on average than other realtors. That's why so many people in Maryland and lower Pennsylvania do utilize the services of Vinny Steele. You should too. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Online at VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com. Tomorrow, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chigurande will join us to talk about the latest on the mail-in ballot situation. Until then, at 6 a.m. on CBM tomorrow morning, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.